Welcome to the Music Chamber. I'm your host, Brian Hammer Jackson. Welcome to our music show. We're going to play you songs from the top 20 Billboard indie music. Guess how the artist wrote them. Explicit,
let's
uncensored.
Do it.
You know, this is our test show, and a
shit
lot
was
of
pumping.
Things
I went
are going
to go off. Got into the ride, went to a club with jumping.
But we're going to pretend it didn't happen.
Myself as low. She said, you're a liar. I said, I got it going on, baby doll, and I'm a liar. Took it to the hotel. She said, you're the king. I said, oh, be my queen, if you know what I mean. And let's do the wild thing. Wild thing. Wild thing. Shopping at the mall, looking for some gear to buy. I saw this girl, she gonna rock my world, and I had to adjust my fly. She looked at me and smiled and said, you have plans for the night? I said, hopefully if things go well, I'll be with you tonight. So we journeyed to a house, one thing led to another. I key in the door, I go hit the floor, looked up and it was a mother. I didn't know what to say, I was hanging by a string. She said, hey you too, I was once like you and I like to do the wild thing. Wild thing. She loved to do the wild thing. Wild thing. Please, baby, baby, please. Posse in effect. Hanging out is always hype. And with me and the crew leaving shindig, I'm with a girl who's just my type. Saw this luscious little frame. I ain't lying, fellas, she was fine. The sweet young Miss Cole gave me a kiss and I knew that she was mine. Took her to the limousine. Still parked outside. I tipped the chauffeur when it was over and I gave her my own ride. Didn't get her off my jock, she was like static cling. But that's what happens when body starts slapping from doing the wild thing. Wild thing. She wanted to do the wild thing. Check. This fire chick was on my dock, so I said, what the heck? She wanted to come on stage and do a little dance. So I said, chill for now, and maybe later, you'll get your chance. So when the show was finished, I took her around the way. And what do you know, she was good to go, without a word to say. We was all alone, and she said, Tone, let me tell you one thing. I need $50 to make you holler, I get paid to do the wild thing. Say what? Yo, love, you must be kidding. Yo, walk, you ready? Just break out of here. Hasta la vista, baby.
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. The Music Chamber. I'm your host, Brian Anderson. I brought my crew with me.
Wow, fine.
Kelly Cupid.
Wow,
fine. Oh, yeah. Kelly Corbin. And Ellen.
I'm here.
Dixon, how you doing? This is our first show. Things are going to go wrong. We call it our test show because things are going to go freaking wrong. So if you're listening to me right now, just hang up, tune out, come back to our fifth show. It's going to rock, I promise you. All right, Kelly. Here's how it works, everybody, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, do moms and do dads. Here's how it works. What we're going to do is that we're going to premiere, market, brand indie music. So if you're an indie artist out there and you haven't, and you're on YouTube or you're on Reverb Nation and you're tired of promoting yourself because nobody's paying attention to your ass, you come to us. We like your ass. So what we want you to do is go to, I forgot our website,
lionsfire.net.
We want you to go to lionsfire.net. You'll see a tab that'll say Music Chamber. Hit that tab, and you can submit your music to us and get on our playlist. Maybe we'll do this Friday, depending on how the show is going. And if you're listening to the show and you like some people, some indie artists, and you want to support them, here's what you do. You go to lionsfire.net. You look at the mobile app. Hit that link. Go to our mobile app. Now, that mobile app is very important because it goes out to everybody's cell phone. We have people who download the app for our show, so it's there too, our morning show. It goes out to everybody's tablets. That's important. Go there, hit the music chamber. You can make your comments. You can suggest a band for us to contact. But that's where, and I'll tell you why it's so important. All indie music who come to us, you're going to start at number 20. Depending on your popularity, and your popularity could be on Facebook, how many people like you, how many people support you, or sales, you will go up the ranks. So you may start at number 20, and you may debut next time we're on the air at number 5. Now, if you suck, we're not going to talk about your ass. We're going to pretend we didn't know you. Things like that. Right, Kelly? That's what we do. We're cold-hearted bastards. But if you're good, we're your best friends. So that's what, so that's really important. So when you listen to this show and you like an artist, you can't really afford the money because your broke ass can't afford 99 cents. You can do other things. You can go to lionsfire.net. Hit the mobile app. There you'll see Music Chamber. You can put in all your comments there. You can suggest a group. You can support your artists. That will bring them up into the ranks. So next time we play a song and we'll say, well, debuted at number 20, now they're rising up to number 3, it helps the artists. Here's the other part, part 2, because we're here for you because nobody else is. Here's the other part. If you come to us, Lions Fire, you come to us because you're smart. You're not a moron. Now, you come to us and you say, hey, Brian, you suck, but I like your show. Good. I'll still take you. And what you do, you know, I like the show because we do reach a lot of people. Believe it or not, this is our first show doing a music show. But we have a lot of people who follow me, the police, the detectives, stalkers. But other than that, ex-wives, husbands, drunken people, and homeless people because I gave a quarter to them once and they think I'm rich. But other than those people, we do have an audience. Some don't speak English, but they still love music. So we do have a listener base. So what you want to do is say, you know, Brian, you know what? I could make some money with my music because it's good. It doesn't suck. I go, yeah, really? Prove it. And so you can list your music with us, and we can host it in our store called The Vault, V-A-U-L-T. That's where we keep our valuable stuff, and we only share it to you. If you want to list your music, put them in a vault, we can do two things. You can say, you know, Brian, I want to charge 99 cents to download my music. We have that. We can do it. Yes. And you can make money. We don't take any of your money, not like Reverb Nation does. No, we don't. You can put your music up in a vault, and it's downloadable. Or you can just say, you know what, I don't want my music in your store. I just want you to play my music. That's cool, too. All you have to do is go on lionsfire.net. Don't laugh, Ellen. Hit Music Chamber. And you can submit your music, and you'll be on our playlist for next time. Is that pretty easy, guys?
Mm-hmm.
That's easy.
All right. You know, my throat is hurting. We're not going to talk about it. This is not the Brian Hammer Show. I'm just letting everybody know. I had an accident, so my throat is not going well. And Kelly told me to take some honey. Ellen told me to cut my throat, so I decided to take some honey. I don't have that much honey. So the only thing I can do to make sure my throat doesn't get dry is I'm drinking a beer. That's right, beer, B-E-E-R.
Seriously?
We're talking about musicians. Please, a beer to them is like water. You think what do you think these musicians are on?
Okay, like
they're calling me a
beer.
Pussy.
Like you won't need all that on your throat right now.
I really do. And it's a weird beer. It's called, actually, it's called Hanger Beer. And it's made by, and this is a lady from the South laughing at me when you guys have to steal. It's called Hanger Beer, Hanger 24. And they're not a sponsor, but I'm just going to tell you. Hanger 24, orange wheat beer. Orange wheat. Have you ever had wheat beer?
No, they have. Yeah. I never have, but they have something down here called Abita Beer, and it's made. They have a purple haze. It's called. It's actually called Purple Haze. I'm serious.
There you go. I'm not going to do no Purple Haze. But you hear my voice now. We only have a short show, so by the end of the show, if this beer is working, you'll hear, I like that song. I like that song from the Dorsey Band. I play that funky music. So I'm just letting you know. This is the highlight of the show. You lucky people. All right, when we get back, we're going to play the top songs from each category. Top songs in hip-hop, according to Billboard. Top songs in country, according to Billboard. Top indie songs, according to us. And we have some special guests. I mean, these guys are so special. They even have a special bus for these special guests. Our first person up, coming into the studio. I am a fan. I love that. If he was a homosexual, I would send him love letters. Greg Moore and Parker, these guys are absolutely unbelievable. Greg Moore, or we call him, his friends can call him G-Mo. Y'all call him Greg Moore. He has a campaign going on. He played with Earth, Wind & Fire. It's time for him to move on. He's a very talented man. So what he's doing is he's going solo, and he has a special campaign he wants all y'all to hear about. And we're hoping that you support him. You'll be hearing his music. He's coming up right now in an interview pretty soon. And when you hear this, man, remember, you know, you guys think that all musicians, if they appear on TV or on a billboard or they go to these awards, that they're rich. No, they're not. They work just as hard as we do. The spotlight's on them, and they know this. This is the problem. The spotlight could be taken away just like that, and they find all of a sudden they were the stars, and now they're indie musicians trying to make it again. And that's what this show's about. He already made it, but I'm talking about the rest of the people. There are people. I have another one, Michael Tafoya. Man, this guy's a shredder. In fact, see, I'm old school. People know what shredding is. Some people are thinking, hey, is that drug? No. He could play a guitar like you would not believe. He's coming up. We're going to interview him. He's a great musician. And you're going to find out how hard it is for these musicians to make it, man. I mean, it's hard for them to make.
Most of these musicians today have been in the music 30, 35 years.
Oh, man, it's hard out here being a pimp, let alone a musician, when you got to pay the rent. And that's what they're doing. They're playing for their dinner. They're playing for their time. They're playing for their life. Please support them. You can come into the studio. 646-595-3032. 646-595-3032. Come on in. Say hello to me. This is our first musical show. Tell me I suck. Tell me you want to replace me. Tell me something, and we'll be right back. You're listening to The Music Chamber.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there.
Going in on the verse, cause I've never been defeated and I won't stop now. Whoa. Keep your hands up, get a in the sky for the homies that ain't making it, my folks locked down. I never went nowhere, but they saying loot is back. Blame it on that conduit, the hood call it Ludiak. And I'm on this foolish track, so I spit my foolish flow. My hands go up and down, like strippers' booties go. My verses still be serving, type like a million virgins. Last time on a college remix, now I'm on the original version. Can't never count me out, y'all better count me in. Got 20 bank accounts, accountants count me in. Make millions every year, the South champion. Cause all I do
is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there, and they say yeah, and they stay there.
My low, low. Head on a swivel, you know serving me's a no-no. Clean as a whistle as I pull out in my Rolls Royce. Yellow bone passenger, they see it, they say, oh boy. Shell Kelly, back it up, my niggas call me loco. Down for armed traffic, and don't make me pull that fofo. Ask you what you laughing at, represent that mud life. Dirty money, bitch, you better get your mud right. We come together, holding hands and holler, mud life. We all strapping all black, it's like mud life.
Water getting boiled, dope being sold, Snoopy in the hookie, system overload. I've been running this rap game since I was 20 years old. I hung with the worst of them, bust till I burst them up, floss them up, toss them up, harder work, close them up. Pardon me, I'm bossing up, pressure up, bless you, bro, don't mess with us. We like the U in the 80s, back to back, set a track, hit the lick, get it back, get the trick, jump the track, bitch, I want my money back, time and time again, while I'm sipping on this gin, Al Davis said it best, just win, baby, win.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what, got money on my mind, I can never get it up, and every time.
That's right, baby, it should kick in. Any minute now. All right, until it does. You know, Blog Talk is really messing up my style. The rest of the song is just as good as the first one you just heard. All right, this is the Music Chamber. This is the only station where white people could come in and say the N-word and know that they're singing a song, and you're not going to get your ass beat. Right, white people? I think the beer is kicking in. Ladies and gentlemen, our special guest is here. I like to call him Mr. Moore. Some people call him Greg. Some people call him Gmo. I'm going to bring him in right now, but before I bring him in, I want you to hear his campaign. And remember, this man is a musician. He doesn't play. Well, he does play. When there's an instrument in his hand, that's when he plays. But he's serious about his music. All right, let's take a listen to Mr. Gmo and his campaign. Take a listen.
Hello. My name is Greg Moore. Most people know me as Gmo in the business, and I've been around a long time playing with all the greats. You know, name a few, the Dales, if you're old enough, you would know about them. But Roy Ayers, Patrice Rush, and the Temptations, Marvin Gaye, Barry White. And I was fortunate enough to play on the last concert tour of Marvin Gaye. That was such a blessing, you know. I just finished 10 years with the legendary Earth, Wind & Fire, and that was a blessing, too. I mean, I've just been blessed my whole life to be around great people. And it's time for me to move on and do my own thing, because I feel like I could do it now. So I need your help. You know, I have two projects that's finished, except for the mixing, the mastering, the packaging, and marketing. So anything that you could contribute to my cause, I really, really appreciate it. You know, because I know it's hard to, you know, just reach out in your pocket and just give a dollar or $2, you know. But if you can, I appreciate it. And I thank you once again. I'm going to reach out, you know, probably once a week or however, I mean, what time allows me to reach out to you. And I want, you know, just tell you thanks again for all your support. I want to thank all the people who contributed already, you know, and put up their dollars, and, you know, and I want to thank all my friends and family and fans, and man, we're going to make this happen. We're going to make this happen some way. But by, you know, the grace of God, you know, I can get it out there. Thank you once again, and I'll reach out to you when I can. Thank you.
And that's Greg Moore. He's a humble man. And let me tell you a little bit more that Greg didn't say about himself, because he's so humble. You know, he has a record company called Mo Soul Records. And of course, he already said it. He's a former guitarist with Earth, Wind, and Fire. He's currently with Mojo and Parker. The guy's amazing, too. Parker's amazing. Mo Soul Records is based around soul and R&B music. Greg has spent the last 35 years. Some of you guys are not even 35 years old. He was doing this before you were born. He was doing this before your parents even met. He was doing this. He was doing this. He's not that old. He started at 2. He's the last 35 years playing guitar, the last 10 years with the legendary group Earth, Wind, and Fire. Greg has become a sideman for many of the best pop and R&B performers in the world, as Marvin Gaye, Maxwell, Stevie Wonder, Whitney Houston, Barry White, Janet Jackson, Anita Baker, Brian McKnight, Bobby Brown, Vanessa Williams, Shanice, let me just go with that. Patrice Rushen, The Crusaders, Roy Ayers, The Emotions, Cheryl Lynn, Gerald Albright, George Clinton, P-Funk, and, of course, my girl, The Temptations. This is an artist. Ladies and gentlemen, my pleasure to introduce, who came into our studio, first time we're on the air, Mr. G-Mo. How you doing, Mr. G-Mo? Yes, as you can tell, that G-Mo is a very quiet and shy man. Kelly, is Mr. G-Mo Mike's on? Let me give him a pause. There he is. How you doing,
hey,
sir?
Hey, I'm fine. Oh, how you doing?
I'm doing good. It's great to hear your voice. I heard your voice before. Let me tell you something. You know I'm a fan of yours, but I have to pretend not to be a fan of yours so I can give you a good interview.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Oh, and your lovely wife, I have to pretend I don't know your life, but tell your lovely wife I said hello.
Oh, man.
Oh,
it's good to be on the air with you again.
You know what? Well, thank you, sir. You know I'm a fan, but I have to pretend I'm not, so let's go through this. You know, you are so talented, 35 years. People can't even grasp that in the music industry. I mean, you work with the legends.
Yeah, I've been fortunate to do that. You know, I've been blessed.
Why did it take you so long? You're a very talented man. I know you get all comfortable. I mean, you see the people around you, and you say, you know, yeah, I'll play a little while. You have the talent. Did you ever think, like, man, why did I wait 35 years to go with my own group?
You know, sometimes to step out in front, you have to have a certain amount of courage and stuff. And I've been a sideman all my life and stuff, and I got comfortable with that. But it got to the point where the people I started playing with, they was no better than I was. So I say, mm-hmm. Hey, it's about time just to do this, you know. Not taking any talent away from any of the artists that I play for, but, you know, when you find yourself singing and playing just as well as everybody else, you know, why not?
Yeah. Well, is it true that Marvin Gaye was the one who gave you your first break?
Well, it wasn't my first break. It was, you know, because I had been playing with, like, people like Roy Ayers and the Dales. I'm sure you're familiar with the Dales.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
What happens, you know, the level of that he was on, he gave me the break to be on that level, you know, with the big spotlights and, you know, just all the tour support from the record companies. I mean, because when I got with Marvin, he had just came back from, I think it was Belgium, where, you know, he had to live over there for tax trouble. So he had came back with the Sexual Healing record, and they hired me directly from Patrice Rush. And, you know, I got in the band, and then we did the American Music Awards. And crazy enough, I was in the band already, but once he started winning all of the awards, then management came in, and I had to audition again. So
oh, why so they do you like
crazy.
That?
Yeah, that was pretty cool. That was pretty cool. But I did make it, and I was part of, you know, this 22-piece band. You had people like Byron Miller from George Duke's band, Sheila Escovedo, Sheila E. You know, you had all kinds of, you know, great players, side people. You even had like Wawa Watson. You know, I was on stage. I was very young on stage with all these great folks. You know, I didn't even know really how to handle it at this time. Because, it was crazy.
Now, you're way too young. You're way too young. But I'm going to see if I can see about your trivia. You remember the thing called the Chitlin Circuit? Remember the Chitlin Circuit?
Of course.
Way too young?
Yeah.
Oh. can you tell people about the Chitlin Circuit?
Oh, okay. Yeah, the Chitlin Circuit is just a way for, you know, I couldn't say just black artists, but mainly black artists. You would go around and play clubs, you know, like when I was with Roy Ayers, he would rent a van or a station wagon. We pile all our instruments and go from town to town, you know, and stay where we could stay, you know. So, and it wasn't paying a lot of money, but it was a living.
And the groups who were on that circuit, Marvin Gaye was one of them.
Oh, well, that was way, way, way back in the, you know, in the past. By the time I got there, you know, he was a superstar.
Oh, man. But you had the Supremes playing on that circuit. I mean, you had, there's so many artists that played on that circuit, but you know, it was educational, wasn't it? I mean, you were on a bus, no air conditioning. I mean, I don't know where you slept, but you played your music. And it was a time, it was a time that there's some areas that, you know what I mean, got kind of scary for black folks to be traveling through.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It was, you know, racism was big back in the day, and it's still, you know, out there. It's just covered up. You know, man, they didn't hesitate to call you, you know, the N word. Back in those days, you know, and but you know, our people came out to support us. Whoever I was playing with, I remember when I first played with the Dells. you know, they didn't really have enough money to pay the hotel bill, so the guys jumped over the desk and grabbed our bill, and we left. We was traveling on a we was traveling on a motorhome. You know, they wasn't, but the band was. You know, so it was some crazy things that was happening out there. You know, to just, you know, make a way. You know, and I'm sure they, you know, we wasn't proud to do that, but that's what you had to do in order to survive out there.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I know you a little bit, and you never forgot. You never forgot Marvin. You never forgot him. All these years, you never forgot Marvin. In fact, you and Parker dedicated a song for Marvin, didn't you?
Yes, That will be the first single.
Well, you know what? I got the hookup. I know your wife, so I got the hookup. I go to the boss.
Yeah,
I'm gonna give you guys
definitely the boss.
This is called Come On Home, dedicated to Marvin Gaye. This is G-Mo and Parker, and they mojo. Take a listen to this. And you heard a little bit about this chicken circuit. When you're in a chicken circuit or you're traveling with a lot of group and artists on a bus, all different artists, you become family, I think, right? You fight like family. They're brothers, sisters. You come close. Marvin died. Mm-hmm. And we lost Marvin. But Marvin died with a lot of controversy around him, too. And Marvin never got along with his father. It was no big secret. He sung about his father. I think, what was that song when he's saying, brother, do you think he dedicated that song to his father?
Well, that particular song was about the war in Vietnam, you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What's going on? Well, I'll tell you what's going on right here. You still got the artist G-Mo, and he dedicated a song to Marvin. Let's hear a little sample of the song. Hope it plays well.
In this day and time, so many women have given up on men, saying a man don't know what to do for them. But I hear you, baby.
Mojo, Parker, G-Mo, Oh, man, your sound is so good. You know, it makes me want to get a lesbian and see if it works on her. If she do me, the song is so good. You know? Damn,
okay.
She couldn't resist me with that song. I got a message from you. Your wife says, call home. What's wrong with you? This is how close I am. She will call me. You tell him to call home. He's working. Well, tell me about your campaign. I mean, unbelievable. You're on your own now. You did your time. You did your thing. You did your training. You partied. You played with the best. You are the best. It's time for you to be in the spotlight. So tell me about your campaign, Mr. Gmo.
Well, this campaign is set up to help me fund, you know, the last part of the project. I mean, everything else is done. We have like 12, 13 tunes that's completely finished. But in order to finish a song, you have to go through a certain process. You have to make sure that all the songs are in the same frequency level, you know, and very similar to one another with the bass and the treble and all that. So, and that's a big process. You have to get the right engineer. Now this particular engineer that mixed that song, that's what I'm trying to get. I'm trying to get everything to be at that level of quality. And he's not cheap, you know. So that's why I'm doing this project, this campaign, so I could fund the last part of it. Because, I mean, between the two projects, the Mojo and Parker, you know, it's up in the hundreds of thousands of dollars, you know. But so right now, you know, my funds are a little low because I'm not with Earth, Wind & Fire anymore. So I'm just reaching out to the people to say, hey, you know, if you like this particular single, help me out, and I'll give you credit on my website for your donations, you know, anything that you can do. So it's basically to make sure that everything is finalized, packaged properly, and then I could go out and market it to the different radio stations. You know, sometimes that costs a little money. You know, I mean, you know, with the radio stations, you have to make sure that they reach the right people to get it played properly.
Right,
so
right.
That's what it's all about.
And that's what the record company does for you. The people don't understand, you know. They front you all this money, but it costs a lot of money to get your songs out there and record company and promotion and all this kind of stuff. And right now I'm at your Kickstarter site right now. Please go to it. It's Kickstarter has a long-ass URL. Mojo Records Presents. Can they find it by that way? Go to Kickstarter and Mojo, M-O-E-S-O-U-L Records Present. Would they be able to do it, or what's the easier way?
Yeah, you should be able to go to my website, and it should be on there, you know. And
okay.
I wish I had, you know, I could send you the link.
Mm-hmm.
You already got the link right there.
We got the link, and we're going to be promoting it every single day. Right now, everybody, you have 17 backers. You're on Kickstarter, right?
Yes,
I wish I got a hold of you. I hate Kickstarter. I'll tell you why I hate Kickstarter. Kickstarter,
okay.
You don't want to hear this. I'll talk to your wife.
Yeah,
she'll tell you.
I know what you're about to say, and I thought about that. I'm asking for $100,000, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I know if you don't reach that goal, all the money it goes back to the people who donated. But I figured that I could go out there and get it. Now I thought I had a backer the other day, but it turned out to be a fraud. At least that's what they said. I reached out to Eddie Murphy, and because I played on his first record, and you know, whoever I was talking to on the internet, I guess must have been a fraud account or something, because they reached back to me and said that they wanted me to call a certain person in order to so he could back me, but apparently it was a fraud thing. You know, it wasn't the real Mercury. So if you're out there, Eddie, I need your help, brother. You know.
Well, I'm going to get Kelly on it. Kelly will get Eddie. We'll get Eddie. You know, Twitter makes us reach these people. And I'm sure Eddie Murphy has an official Twitter account. So I'm the guy who twittered the Pope and the Dalai Lama had an argument with the Dalai Lama. Who has an argument with the Dalai Lama?
Wow.
I know, that's what they said.
Only the hammer does.
He was, Gmo, he was unreasonable. But anyway, that's another story.
Yeah, you got to talk about that one day.
But we'll make sure we'll get to Eddie Murphy. Here, you guys, listen, the pledge, the goal is $100,000. $100,000. We have 45 days to go. Kelly, let's get on this, please. We have helped many people reach their goal in fundraising. This is a talented man, and Gmo's our friend. He has $1,081 so far. He's trying to reach $100,000. He only has 45 days to go. Please support your indie artists. Support Gmo. We support Gmo. And when he gets famous,
I appreciate that.
Well, you're an artist. I mean, it's so hard out there. This is a different age, isn't it, Gmo? Remember the old days? You get hooked with a record company, let it be their headache. But now you find artists have. You're your own producer, your record company, you're everything, and it's hard.
Oh, definitely.
So,
and then to come up with all the songs and stuff, and I think we really do have some great songs between me and Parker. He's been my writing buddy for many, many years and stuff. And his album, you got his album, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. I got both y'all's album. Man, look at Parker and his beard and his hat. Look at that. There was a song on here that I wanted to play. I love it. Let me tell you some of the Gmo. Let me tell you some of the songs Gmo has on his CD. I like number. You know what I'm gonna say. I like number 7, Gmo. Basically, mm-hmm. is it fuck you?
Yes, it
okay,
is fuck
good.
You. And it's just. The story behind this album, you know, it came out right around the same time when I got with Earth, Wind & Fire. And, you know, so I gave everybody a copy in the band except the principal guys. And they said, man, you shouldn't play this album around here because, you know, it mess up the image of Earth, Wind & Fire. They might be offended and blah, blah, blah. You know, so I said, okay, I'll put this record, you know, on the shelf, and I won't play it around here. And several years later, you know, CeeLo came out with his record, Fuck You, right? and they playing it all through, you know, the dressing rooms and, oh, this is
right.
So bad and blah, blah. And I said, wait a minute, these are the same guys that told me not to play my record and don't be offensive, you know. And then I look up, and Philip Bailey is featured on the album.
Damn.
Yeah, so I'm holding back so I won't offend somebody.
Uh-huh.
And finding out that the same people that was trying to tell me don't play my album, you know, they was just, you know, I don't know what it was. You know.
You know what it is. You would have just zoomed to the top. You knew what it was. You're supposed to not overshadow Earth, Wind & Fire. Let's just be real, Gmo. Your music is fantastic 2014. Let's just be real. Earth, Wind & Fire, I love them to death. I love them. Nothing but love. But I don't see Earth, Wind & Fire coming out with anything recently. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, we ain't going to get into that. You know, but they had several albums, but... I mean, it's my time to shine.
It is your time.
And I'm not taking anything away from these brothers because they kept me working for 10 years, you
right.
know, and it was just time to go. It was just time to go and do my own thing the way I want to do it, you know.
Yeah.
I appreciate, you know, all the work over the years, and they brothers to me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We had our fights here or there, but they're still good
mm-hmm.
people.
Yeah, they are. Well, it's time for the sleeping giant to awaken, and you are the sleeping giant. Everybody, again, we only have 45 days to go. He has $1,081 so far. He wants to reach $100,000. That's not that much. We have done this before. We have done this before.
Okay.
So we're going to take on this, and it's a good cause. And if you believe in indie artists, forget indie artists. Oh, my God. Artists, man, support your artists. Get some good music out there. We're going to champion it. If you like me, hey, how about this? I got more of an audience. If you hate my guts, please contribute to Gmo.
Oh, man.
Oh, we'll get you over there anytime soon now. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Is there anything you'd like to say before you leave? Because you are a legend.
Well, I just want to thank everybody who supported me and come on over and support this cause, because I think out of all the experience I've had with all the different artists, I know something about this music business, and I got other artists that's just waiting to get an opportunity and really, there's some great artists out there that I'm getting the opportunity, and I want to give them that opportunity to get out there the right way,
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
This is just the beginning between me and Parker, but I have quite a few artists just waiting in the wings just for the door to open.
Mm-hmm. And let me tell you something about this man. He was busy touring with Earth, Wind & Fire. He's busy and everything. Toy Moore, beautiful lady. Don't cross her, she'll cut you. But she's beautiful.
Yes.
We were doing a music show, and we're trying to get artists out there at random. And Mr. Gmo and Parker took the time from their home. They're relaxing. They don't want to hear from nobody. But they took the time to listen and critique indie artists. And there was one fellow you did critique, and I'll tell you what you did for this man. I won't say his name, but you did critique him. At the time you were critiquing his music, he lost his job. He was not in a good area. He was not in a good place. Very, very bad place. And when he came on that show that night and you and Parker loved his song, you gave him new hope. That's what you did. I mean, it wasn't just a critique. You actually uplifted this man, gave him inspiration, motivation, and he had to fight. You put the fight back into this man. That's what you did. And you took the time to help indie artists. It's time for payback, people. Let's help Gmo. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much. If you need me anytime, give me a call.
God bless you. And don't forget more pies.
Right, exactly. Those good old pies.
Now, I'm trying to save your ass. Yes! Thank you, sir. I'll see you soon. Ladies and gentlemen, the great Gmo. And don't forget, the mojo.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen,
take care.
Take care, my friend. I love him so much.
All right.
And we're going to do everything we can. We're going to get that campaign over. This is a campaign that's personal, and we're going to do it. We have Mike Tafoya just came in the studio, and we're going to get to Mike Tafoya in 1 second. Thank you, sir, for holding on so much. And what we're going to do is when we come back, this is one of the Billboard songs, number three. And after number three, we're going to talk to Mike Tafoya. Can you guys guess what the Billboard song number three is? Anybody? Ellen? I'll give you a hint. John?
I walked away. I had them pulled up, but I don't have it right in front of my face. Who's number three?
Number three. Ellen, number three on
John
the Billboard
Legend?
Chart.
John Legend.
There you go. What's the name of the song?
Oh my gosh. You're going to put me on the spot. All of you.
You had a 50-50 chance. John Legend, all of me.
Me, okay.
And we'll be right back with Mike Tafoya. Number 3 on the Billboard charts. John Legend, All of Me.
What would I do without your smart mouth? Drawing me in and you kicking me out. You got my head spinning, no kidding. I can't pin you down. What's going on in that beautiful mind? I'm on your magical mystery ride. And I'm so dizzy, don't know what hit me, but I'll be alright. My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. You're crazy and I'm out of my mind. Cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me, I give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning, even when I lose I'm winning. Cause I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. Oh, how many times do I have to tell you? Even when you're crying, you're beautiful too. The world is beating you down. I'm around through every mood. You're my downfall, you're my muse, my worst distraction, my rhythm and blues. I can't stop singing, it's ringing in my head for you. My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. You're crazy and I'm out of my mind. Cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your even when I lose, I'm winning. Cause I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. Oh,
give me all of you. Cards on the table, we're both showing hearts. All your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me, give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning, even when I lose I'm winning. Cause I give you all of me, and you give me all. I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. Oh.
John Legend, All of Me. That's right. Recently he got married. I don't know why, because he can get more ass than a toilet seat. But he got married, John Legend. You know, we're going to be playing these songs. The next song you're going to hear is the top three of the country western. But we have a special guest in the studio. All of them are special guests. And again, GMO, please support GMO. He's an artist. I mean, the man paid his dues. We are going to. So you can go to lionsfire.net. And you can go to our mobile app and put in your comments and your responses and things. And if you want to know more about how you can contribute to help Mr. GMO, Greg Moore's campaign, you can write your information there and we'll get back to you. I will get back to you. That's the only time I'll get back to you. If you email me, I won't get back to you. I'll just label you as spam and I don't want to hear from you. But if you go there, I will listen to you. That's how I roll. All right. This man needs no introduction, except for the women that he's been with and he broke their hearts. And if you talk to them, he's not a good man. But to us, he's a great man. Right, kids?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Let me tell you something about Mr. Tafoya, who's coming into the studio. Micah Tafoya, he has been loud. He's raw. He's completely original. He's part of the Chicago international music scene for more than 30 years. The man's a young man. He started at 12. Michael first gained his international attention with Epic Records. Remember Epic Records? Yes.
Of course.
Yeah.
The boys from Illinois releasing their album, Too Wild to Tame. National tours followed with Aerosmith, Rush, REO, Speedwagon, Judas Priest. Then in search of greener and creative pastures, he started smoking weed. No, I'm only kidding. I got to go off the script. I'm sorry. No. In search of greener creative pastures, Michael formed the Bees. That's B-Z-Z. I'm thinking it's his boys. The boys, America Most Wanted, went on to make an appearance on Dick Clark in American Bandstand, making history, being the only unsigned act to perform in that show, 35 years in a run. He was the only unsigned act that appeared on Dick Clark's American Bandstand. And then he filmed a video for MTV, Get Up, Get Angry, Toward the Country, all while writing music politically. In 2002, Tafoya's Lost Boys, a new band with a new yet classical sound, was formed. There's no denying the echoes of Led Zeppelin. No! Santana? Hell no! The Doors? No! Audio Slave? Free them! Rush? Yes, what it was in the 70s. Hardcore blues? My God! And even the boys in the Lost Boys sound. But from the soul of classic rock, I said soul, that's right, they can rock, they have soul, the Lost Boys have managed to forge a completely new and innovative sound. Ladies and gentlemen, who just came into the studio, who's gracing us with their presence, his presence, and I'm so honored for GMO to come in, and now I'm honored with Michael coming in. Ladies and gentlemen, the great Michael Tafoya, everybody. Hello, Michael.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Don't sue me for your intro. I have no money. Michael, you are, I don't want to call you a legend because you're a young puppy, but you have a sound. You have a sound that is different. And I'm going to tell you, see, a lot of these kids, when I say kids, you little whippersnappers, you know, 2019 beaver people, you know, your sound came from the great. Would you say Led Zeppelin, your influence from Led Zeppelin, Judas Priest, does it still flow through your veins when you create music?
Oh, yeah, but even before that, you know. I mean, from George Harrison to Keith Richard, Kinks, and, you know, I mean, just good music with guitar in it. I always liked that. But when I grew up in Chicago, I listened to everything. You know, I listened to the soul stations, but I listened to the blues. I used to go down to, it was called Maxwell Street. We used to call it Jewtown. Because they would always be, everybody's trying to kike each other. Everybody's just trying to buy and sell. And so we used to go down there and listen to the guys, going downtown, going to see my gal, going to sing her a song, going to show her my ding-dong. I know he's a song, but it was that whole thing. He's old man just, you know, stomping on a board, you know, while he's playing his guitar. You know, and I just hear that, and I'm like, going, oh, there's something to this. And I go, oh, that reminds me, slowed down version of Chuck Berry, because see where I grew up, everybody knew Chuck Berry, who Chuck Berry was, and from there I just kept moving. You know, there's a lot of bands that got out of Chicago that turned into this power pop thing, and that's all right, but it wasn't Chicago to me. Chicago to me was just blues, hardcore blues, you know, electric blues, you know, boogie, you know, thing that, you know, you took out of Chicago and went into what you called the Chitlin Circuit and all that, too. But, you know, because, I mean, that was race music then, you know, I mean, and it wasn't until, like, the Stones and, you know, even the Beatles, but the Stones and all that out of England brought the blues back to the United States, you know. And
yeah.
I mean, people out here didn't listen to it. My African-American friends, they listened to WVON, you know, I mean, the old Chess Records radio station, you know, just hearing the soul music. This is before funk, you know, where the beat was on one, boom, boom, you know, that whole thing. And but that's where I'm from. I listen to all that, but I am a rock and roller, you know, and it's blues based. But then again, I like classically drive music as well. But I still want it to kick butt. So, you know, that's where I'm at still. And I was just wondering, I'm like going, am I on the wrong day? Because, I mean, you know, Gmo, I'm like going, I know all about, you know, what's going on and all that stuff, you know, with Marvin. And before that with Tammy Trall, I used to love that stuff when I was a kid. And everybody was going, what do you listen to that for? I go, I don't know. I like it. And that was the difference with me and a lot of other people. I just didn't roll with everybody else just because, you know, that was popular. I just said, you know, if that's popular, then, you know, I'll go sit in my room. I don't care. You know, I like music that makes me happy, you know, moves me. I roll with the cattle too, you know, obviously, but you know, then again, I don't, you know, and I you don't hear me watching, you know, Got Talent in these shows, because I think that's just kind of, you know, everybody's forgetting that there's a lot of work involved in becoming an artist and being an artist and then being successful, because I haven't heard of anybody but Kelly Clarkson, actually, who after you know, all that, you know, all these shows, you know, who wins. They've been on for all these many seasons, and I don't know anybody who's won that is still going. I mean, yeah, what's her name? A couple girls on, you know, the country thing, you know, Trish. I don't remember even know their names, but, you know, I just don't do that.
Right.
And I'm sorry, babbling, you know, I'm just kind of...
No, you're doing great. You know, Mike, let me ask you something, an honest opinion. Is rock and roll dead? We thought rock and roll will never die. Rock and roll will never die. Is it dead, Mike? I mean, I'm hearing kids. You know what kids are doing? They're playing hip-hop. I don't care who you are. In the bayou, whatever, you're hearing hip-rock. I don't hear rock and roll blaring from people's cars anymore. What do you think?
I had a conversation with this agent, a couple different agents. You know, they do the mid, you know. They don't do the gigantic ones, and they don't do, like, local clubs. And they're telling me, they're going, you know, remember, like, 25 years ago, you know, when hip-hop and, you know, the heaviest metal, you know, that was underground. He goes, well, now it's melodic. That's what they're calling me, melodic rock, now, because I write songs that are more like they used to be, you know, verse, chorus, you know, sub-verse, you know, kind of thing. Everything rolls, you know, in a form, you know, and you know what the name of the song is, you know what it's about. And they're going, this melodic rock, you know, like you're now underground and you're building. People are wanting to hear that. Younger people want to hear, they like hearing what we do, you know, and yet, you know, they're all... They want to listen to these, you know, the Disney-derived, you know, young stuff that's just a lot of singing, going, saying dumb things. Dumb. I can't. That's not nice. But, you know, but rock and roll, I hear that, you know, you can't take it out. You can't judge by my bank books. That's for sure.
Right.
That's why I call it rock starving instead of rock stardom.
No kidding. And, you know, Mike, is, you know, on my show, I have a daytime show. And I said, if you're under 40, or sorry, if you're 40 and over, when you went to bed last night, that is not the world you know. I mean, it's so tech, so fast. We're chasing everything so fast that the old school is being wiped out, or history is being wiped out. And when you talk to kids today who is 22, 23, and you talk about Chuck Berry. Nobody, if you tell them, you know who Chuck Berry is? I guarantee you they will not know who Chuck Berry is. And even my favorite, Slohan. You know who Slohan is? They even nicknamed him Slohan. His first song was Cocaine. It was Rocking Out, and now he's Slohan. And that's, you know who it is.
Well, you know, I mean, see, Clapton came out of the grew up in, you know, in London, but he was weaned on Chicago blues. I mean, that's what, he was one of those people that brought the blues out. I mean, he quit the first band Yardbirds, you know, before he started Cream, because they weren't going blues, they were going more pop. And And then he played with John Mayall, and then he did the, you know, Cream, then Blind Faith, and then he did, you know, After Midnight. See, the song Cocaine and After Midnight were written by J.J. Cale. He was an Okie, you know, from Oklahoma, and he was a real slow guy singing, you know, After Midnight, don't let it all hang out, you know. And he had Leon Russell's band guys all playing for him at the time. If you know who Leon Russell is?
Yeah, I do.
Well,
I do.
But, like, you're saying people don't know who Chuck Berry is. And then you go, well, if you tell a young person, they go, well, you know, that's where the Stones came from. And that's pretty much what the Stones turned everybody on to, Muddy Waters and Howlin' Wolf and, you know, Willie Dixon. You know, they didn't know who that was, you know. And it's like, it's weird because the Stones, they keep going. You know, those guys, I don't get it. I mean, I get it because, you know, you love the music, and they somehow survived. And they're,
right.
And not only survived, prevailed. You know, they keep doing it, and they keep trying to make music. ZZ Top came out of a blues background. But a lot of those bands that are, Aerosmith loved the original Fleetwood Mac, which was a blues band originally. Before they had the Chicks in it, before they, you know, had the pop hits, they wrote Black Magic Woman, but they also wrote a big hit that Judas Priest made called Green Mashi, because they wrote really good music. But they would dig into them. You know, into the Mississippi Delta stuff, into the, you know, Elmore James, I don't know if you know, Dust My Broom, and, you know, and just really good blues music, and they would get into that shake, you know, that we call it Boiler House, you know, shuffles, you know, big, you know, strong, sweaty blues, you know, where you're just shaking your, you know, shaking your your body parts everywhere, you know.
You know, Mike, things have changed. When you we're going to talk about your concert tour. You have an event coming up too, and we're going to talk about that. But when you play now, do you see a big difference of your audience than how it was back in the day, maybe 10 years ago? Of course, we're older, but is there a difference? Do you feel differently when you play?
Well, I personally don't feel differently, but I feel a different that feedback, the different response that you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people go in. They don't even go in to hear music. It's background. You know, it's almost like a commercial. You know, and you're watching some stupid program, but then the a commercial goes on, and then you kind of fast forward to it. I play, and when I play, like, Chicago maybe, you know, mostly because it's such a tribute band town to me. You know, you have to – people. I'll go up and play, and I don't sing high. You know, I go, I don't squeeze my nuts to sing, and – you know, do that high-pitched voice stuff, and we don't play heavy metal, you know, and throaty stuff. And someone go, hey, can you play some Journey? And I go, do we sound like we sing Journey? You know? I ask that, it sounds very, you know, I'm very condescending, but I'm not. I'm just more taken aback, you know. And then they'll go, well, I can't dance if I haven't heard. And I go, the tail is wagging the dog, you know, person, whoever you are. It's usually a girl will say that kind of stuff. And I go, you know, those songs that you say are hits have been around for 30-some years. But before that, they had to play them for people that nobody ever heard. You got to open your ears. You can't just listen. You got to try to hear it. There's a difference.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's like you're looking at something, you don't see it, you know. You don't see what it really is. You just see an object get out of the way.
Right.
You know, instead of seeing something that could actually impart something to you and you can learn from. When I play, you know, and then I get these people, I mean, young ones, and then sometimes even people I think that would, like, not like what I'm doing, you know, and they'll come up with older cats or gals or something going, wow, you really, when you play, you can tell. You play with integrity. And I'm like, integrity? You know? Well, I figured out what they mean. They're going, when I play, you can tell that I mean it. I'm not just, you know, I'm not aping a bunch of notes, you know, because that's just not what I'm about. You know, and but yeah, rock and roll is like I said a little while ago. That's like this the rock and roll isn't dead. It's just, you know, it's underground. You know, it's like everything comes back under. It's like the, you know, a plant, a seedling. You know, the seed has to drop a seed and then goes underground, gets in the dark, you know, sunlight, and has to go through all those trials and tribulations to get out into the light. You know, and then and prosper and grow. You know, and I tell everybody, like in my group, you know, my band, you know, I go, you know, we got to get out. We got to play for new people. We got to break ground to sow seed. You can't make anything happen unless you make, you know, put seed down. But you got to go first and break ground. You got to find a place, make it for play there the first time, or sometimes nobody. somebody will say something. And the other thing is, I really think is nowadays music, they put a lot of live music, you know, in these little tiny clubs, you know, in the corner. And the band will only play one night. When I grew up, we were doing six nights a week, four sets a night, 300 nights a year. But every night, I mean, I would be beat up by Tuesday, and I knew I had to go till Saturday and then drive 800 miles to the next town. You know, that's what we did.
Yeah.
But you play all week, and by the end of the week, if you're good, and you know, luckily I was, you know, I'm grateful. You know, God blessed me with that. You know, I worked hard, and I ended up with good guys. We were really good in all those bands, and whenever we played, by the end of the week, people were just, you know, they were going, man, I heard from my friends. I couldn't come out till, you know, Saturday. You know, I wish I came out Thursday and seen you Friday and Saturday. Or, well, we've been here since Tuesday. I know, but, you know, but they would have a chance to hear you. When you go in and play one night someplace, even if it's no cover, you know, there is so much out there that just absolutely is incredibly nauseating. Now, that's still not, I don't want to be mean, but it just doesn't say anything. It's just noise. It's background noise. And it's meant to be. They don't care. And then, you know, and then these bands, these tribute bands, they call them dressing or pretend to dress like, you know, the original act. They're playing something. They're not playing anything. They're just background noise. And then they go, well, yeah, well, we're laughing all the way to the bank. We're playing people. I go, they're not listening to you. Well, they hear, they're listening. Oh, they're hearing old songs, and they're wishing, and they're reminiscing about some old record and old times. But they're not listening. You're not giving them anything. You're not imparting anything. Well, we're giving them pleasure, and we're making money. I get that. But don't you think that there's a higher purpose of any sort? And then I become this, you know, well, Mike's been getting all philosophical, you know, talking about the moon rays, and I'm like, I'm not having a flaccid aspect. I mean, an acid flashback. I'm just trying to get people to understand music.
Well, you know, you're right. You're right. Because way back in the 70s and 80s, it's about the music, man. It's about the music. And when I look at a band, like when I look at a Madonna or Britney or whatever, and I see all this sideshow that comes with it, I'm saying right away, it's like when my girlfriend says, you can tell when they run out of script when you're watching a movie because they'll put in a car chase or a gunfight in a Western. So when I see all this showmanship in the background, I'm saying, that person can't sing. It's like you're taking my eyes off of the music and you want to show me fandango dances and somebody trapeze from the ceiling. It's like, that's what I automatically think, Mike. You know,
well,
maybe
me
I'm
too.
Wrong.
I say, God bless, at least they get to work, the dancers. But they're not doing anything. They're just up there shaking and trying to shake in sync with the song and get out of whoever that creep's way is, you know, man or woman.
Right.
Or other. When you have all that stuff, I mean, it's like watching old, you know, Soul Train or Shindig or Hullabaloo where they have those go-go dancers and dancing and dance behind the artist. But I mean, even Soul Train, they put the artists up there. Even if they lip sync, they put the American Bandstand. At least they put the artists up there, and they didn't have a bunch of people dancing around them all the time. You know, just trying to throw it all in there. You know, and it's just when you see all this stuff, and you're going, you know, what? The only way anybody's going to like you is if you're up there choreographing. You're not playing music. You're not actually playing music. And then there's this, you know, they call it auto tune and everything on, you know,
right.
You know. And, yeah, but, you know, it's like, and bless her heart, I saw some video somebody was got right from the direct feed from a microphone from Brittany, and she's like, she dances, she goes, oops, I soiled myself or whatever she sings, you know, oops, I did something, or did it again, and, you know, and you're going, and then but she goes, oof, I did it again, and, oof, I did it again. You know, they have all this other stuff going on, and then they, you know, they'll throw the track in because it's all synced up anyway. You know, they have music going on with it. And I'm like going, I get it, because kids, little kids that scream and scream and scream, that's the same as the Monkees. That's why, you know, Jimi Hendrix did his first tour in the United States, the Jimi Hendrix Experience, was opening up for the Monkees.
Mm. Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. And Peter Tork, he saw them at, you know, he went to the Monterey Pop Festival in 67. And said, I want you to come play with us, because, you know, and they came back from London and saw him, and then they saw him at, you know, at Monterey Pop Festival, and he goes, they went up on stage about six shows into it, after moms were complaining, kids were going, wah, wah, baby, Mickey, you know, whatever, Peter. And Jimmy just goes, I'm out of here. I don't need this. This is not, you know, his gyrations and his, you know, all this stuff that Jimmy's doing. And when you see the Who and when you see the wild-ass guitar players, they got that from the old blues guys. Those old blues guys, we used to, Muddy Waters before he sat down, you know, and just played, Manish Boy. I mean, they were up there shaking their junk, you know, as they played guitar. And they were sweating, and they would shake their hair, and their Jerry curls now. Just saying. No, but they would shake their sweat all over you, and you'd go, yeah, okay. You know? But I was making fun of Welcome Back to America, you know. But, I mean, I grew up in the middle of that. I was like the last white kid to move out of the west side of Chicago, you know. And I moved to Aurora, Illinois. That's Wayne's World, you know, the fictitious characters Wayne's World were from. I went to high school here. And these kids out here, you know, I'm like going, you guys ever heard this song or this song? No. Yet they want to do 20-minute versions of Foxy Lady because San Francisco bands did. I'm going, yeah, I get that. But that's because they're extrapolating like blues guys. I'm like 13 or 14. I knew this. You know, I'm like going, you guys don't get it. You don't get it. You just don't. And like I said, I was playing in bars, you know, all night long when I was 12 and 13. You know, my mom would let me go out. You know, I also played all the sock up and everywhere and out of town instead of just the local high school, you know, and the junior highs around town. I went out of town. I wanted to go play. And, you know, you just can only play so many times for the same people, you know.
True.
I don't care how good you are. I mean, every hit record I ever heard, after I heard it 30 times in a week, I didn't want to hear it again. I already knew what it was. I don't want to hear it.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's funny, and listening to you talk, I remember, you know, I go back to the 70s and 80s, and Mike, help me out with this. I could see you playing, and I could see some biker chick with a tattoo on somebody biker guy's shoulder with the beard, and she's looking good. At that time, she's maybe 19, and, you know, perky breasts. Now she comes and see you, and I can see it now. I got this vision, Mike. She's coming up to see you going, I love your music. Will you sign my chest? And she opens up her chest or her bra, and it droops all the way down to her knees, and you have to sign it down there. I mean, is it kind of just dirt?
Yeah, that's why they wear bras. Keep it out of the food. Keep it out of
the food. Ladies and gentlemen.
I don't get that.
Oh, you will.
I don't. I get a lot of people that come up to me and they go, man, I used to watch you way back. They don't ask me to sign their boobies or anything. I don't get that, you know. I'm not, you know, that's all right. I'm happily, you know, involved.
I understand.
I got, she's an eighth grade special ed school teacher and she teaches, you know.
Oh, cool.
And she teaches in Aurora, Illinois for a lot of lower socioeconomic types, you know what I mean? The African-American and Latinos that come in, you know, and these kids are disenfranchised, and then they're already, and they're learning, disabled, and anyway, all that, and, you know, and plus, and we got 14, 15-year-old girls here, so I don't get into my guy band talk, you know, that I would do.
Yeah.
You know, and I kind of grew out of it. I don't know why. Maybe it's a good thing because I've been with Kathy this long, you know, all these years and
being
with that. But, yeah, I mean, I was young, dumb, full of cum, we used to call it, you know, back, you know.
Right.
You know, through the 70s and the 80s and stuff. But, I mean, my music started in the 60s and, you know, and I listened to the 50s stuff. But, I mean, by the 80s, I just saw, you know, the new wave thing, you know, and the Flock of Seagulls and, you know, and, and I'm like, well, what is this? You know, it's just, you know, well, we think that music should just it doesn't need a real drum set, you know, and just be electronics and the bass should just be up a keyboard and the guitar is just, you know, we don't really need it except for to go ding, 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 ding. And then you hear all this other stuff going, I'm like going, oh, yeah, all right. And you see guys coming out trying to be soulful, and I'm going, oh, God. I go, Pat Boone and Donny Osmond were more soulful than you are, sucker. and I'm like, Tutti Frutti, it was a little richer in the 50s, but, you know, who first made a national hit was Pat Boone. Wa-pa-pa-loo-pa-pa-la-pa-boom, Tutti Frutti, no, yeah, Tutti Frutti, no. You know, you're going, what the hell happened? But that's because, you know, in those days, they didn't allow, you know, black groups to play. I mean, people thought, you know, a lot of white bands were black just because they did rock and roll. I mean, Buddy Holly,
that's right.
You know, and Elvis, God, he just, I mean, he came out of, you know, Tupelo and then into Memphis, and, you know, his first song, he just did a demo to his mom, was an old Big Bill Broomsey, you know, "That's All Right, Mama, you know, that's all right." Oh, no, it's Mama Thornton, I can't remember who. But anyway, you know, he's just doing a blues thing, and going, and Sun Records, they, that guy, Sam Phillips, he started off with, you know, Muddy and B.B. King and, you know, and Ike Turner and all these people. And then he got, then he got, you know, Carl Perkins and Jerry Lee Lewis and Roy Orbison and Elvis Presley, the, you know, Million Dollar Quartet thing, you know, that was in his studio, but he had them all. But he did the blues first. And music was real. I mean, when you listen to the old Stax things, you know, like Sam and Dave to, you know, Sitting on the Dock, it was Booker T and the MGs, and that was two little white guys on bass and guitar who are in the Blues Brothers. But, you know, and then Booker T, and I forget the drummer's name, but they were all from Stax, and they were all these black, you know, it's a black thing, but all that music. I couldn't believe that this young 20-year-old Steve Cropper, a white guitar player, is, you know, co-writing these songs, you know, Midnight Hour and Knock on Wood, these songs, you know what I'm talking about, those songs, you know what they are?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I do.
And you know, but they were songs. They actually worked. I mean, I don't know. I have a problem, you know, with music not being saying anything, and I don't mean lyrically. I mean just musically. To sit back and just go, oh, take me for a ride. That's because that's what I always tell people. I ask them when they go, can you play some Stevie Ray Vaughan? I go, what, does my music suck? And they go, no. I go, well, I love Stevie Ray Vaughan, but let me take you for a ride. Let me just sit back and listen instead of going, you know, think it's a commercial waiting for the new, you know, something you know to come on. I understand that when you're a new group, you know, and you're playing all originals, you really would do yourself a lot of help if you play some stuff that people have heard. But you don't just throw it out there, you know. It's like, oh, well, I'm going to church. If I wear patent leather white shoes and a polyester suit, you know, I think I would look right. Well, not now. And maybe you're not in certain places you're at. Maybe at a tea party function, you may be.
Yeah.
But, you know, where everybody, you know, even the African Americans are lily white. Hi there. Hi there. My mother's name is Jemima. You know, but I just don't want to be that way. You know, Eddie Murphy was really good at doing that. But so was Richard Pryor. He could be white. You know, he could take out a lame white person. What's wrong with your leg? That's not my leg. That's my dick. You know.
They were great. You know, I'm going to tell you something. You are the true guy. You're the real deal. We're going to listen to Pretty Crazy White Girl.
Yeah,
this
less
is
than 3 minutes of sheer pissed off.
This is Tafoya's Lost Boys. Here we go. Pretty Crazy White Girl. Oh, man, I love that. I love that in the beginning.
One time!
I'm going to tell you something. I'm glad my windows are shut because I was air guitaring it, the whole song, and I was banging it on my TV and everything, and my air broke my air guitar. I love it.
Oh. I broke my disco. I slipped my disco.
Mike, where can they purchase that?
What?
Where can they buy that?
That's not released yet. I just gave that to you. That's a premiere.
Oh, that's exclusive.
Yeah, that's not even out. We have a new one. I just sent, I forgot her name now, Kelly.
Kelly?
Five songs. Yeah, I sent her, we're going to be releasing a five-song EP for our new CD. I sent her the five songs on there, including Todd Rundgren's I Saw the Light. And I don't do it with the real pretty voicey thing. You know, it's soft voicing, you know, but it's, you know, I made it a little more current as far as my ears. You know, I don't pretend to know what kids or anybody else, I don't pretend to know what they hear, what they think. You know, I just, it's all like an artist. It's through my eyes and through my ears, from my eyes and ears, through them out to, you know, to whomever wants to hear it. You know, and I'm just very blessed if any one person hears it, and then if somebody enjoys it, then I'm doubly blessed.
Oh man, it is terrific. I will buy it. In fact, I would usually ask you because we have no budget, Mike. You know, can you send me the song? But instead of ripping it off, I'm going to purchase it. You let me know where it is. If you go on, except Reverb Nation, Mike, give me a break.
Yeah.
But anywhere else, I'm going to purchase it because I'm going to tell you why it's so support. You know, I talk about this, Mike, and back me up. These guys think, okay, he's been around for a number of years. GMO been around for, you know, Earth, Wind, and Fire. They think you're rich.
No. Nope.
They don't know that you guys are playing for your dinner.
Absolutely. That's why I say it's not rock stardom, it's rock starving. You know, you're out there just working. If you plan it for, you know, to get laid and plan it for just money, then there's a way to do that, and you're just playing stupid stuff that nobody cares about. And I just won't. I have family and I have friends that are, you know, have resources. And when I put this band together in 2002, I didn't want rich people that don't know shit. I don't want some drug dealer that has a lot of money that's just going to tell me what to do, or just anybody, even really good, and ex-managers who know music. I really wanted to make sure I owned my own, you know, like GMO did. You know, he goes, I decided I wanted to make my own way and do what I want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
My own way, and that's what I was about. And it's not about being selfish; it's just about time, you know. And so, it's from that same source that made me play in the first place, you know, and made me dream and get out there and work my butt off all those years, and you know, playing everything else. But I played it all, you know, or played enough of it that I want to do my own. Now, that's like, you know, we have the full CD, the next one. I mean, it's not even titled yet. We have a couple more heavy ones, but that's like the heaviest song in there. It's only short. It's really short, you know, to the point. And like I was saying about songwriting style or method and stuff, I want to make sure that you know the name of the song. So like that one, you know, pretty crazy little white girl. You know the name of it instead of having this whole long, you know, diatribe of lines and verses and a bunch of stuff. And what's the name of the song? I don't get it. Who is this? You know, what is it? What's going on? And I'm not a chick. I don't hear lyrics and music like a girl would on the radio. I don't hear that as well, you know. It's just because, to me, the voice is another instrument. And I remember reading Mick Jagger in 69 at this, it's called the Anarchy's Cookbook.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when it was in a printed form. And then I remember in the 90s, all of a sudden, the Internet, the late 90s, people started making bombs because it showed you how to do that. But they also talked about, you know, they were talking to Keith, to Mick Jagger, and he's going, well, you write these songs. They're Street Fighting Man, it was during the 68 riots in Chicago here, but it was during everywhere, you know, all that, you know, the anti-war thing, you know, and it's before What's Going On came out. And that got banned. And the guy goes, no, you write such great stuff and great lyrics, and he goes, and they're going, but you don't hear the lyrics, you don't hear the vocals like you do, you know, like you like to. And Mick goes, well, you know, pop records have this music, and then the vocal is just way up there, way, it's, you know, it's most everything. He goes, I see myself as one of the musicians and one of the instrumentation, part of the instrumentation. And that always stuck with me. I wrote that in 69 or 70. And I went, oh, I get it. I get it. I get it. I knew all the Beatles songs because I had all the books. you know, the Beatle books. But otherwise, I never knew the lyrics to anything, and especially Rolling Stones songs. I mean, you know, hey, hey, get off my cloud. I mean, we get up 99 floor. I knew 99 floor of love. I'm like, what do you just say? You know, other than hey, hey, you need to get the heck off my cloud. You know.
But they well, you know, people.
Yeah.
People are going to hear you because I'm going to tell you something. Our app is really unbelievable. People are getting our app. They can take it on their cell phones. And here's a good thing. Some people have actually downloaded our app, but you can also go to our blog, go through the back door. All you have to do is go to lionsfire.net, and it'll say mobile app. And you can listen to this show and hear Michael Tafoya talk about, one thing is listening to a song, but you listen to the man's heart and the meaning of the songs, you get a different perspective, and the song becomes better than just listening to it without the story. Am I correct, Mike?
Oh, absolutely. Again, rock starving. I'll tell you about it. I'll play for you, you know. I'm not burning my soul up just to bring $100 extra a week. I mean, $100 would do a lot, right? You know
right.
What I'm talking about. We're struggling. The only people that have a lot of money are the half of 1%. You know,
mm-hmm.
And they're hoarding the money. That sucks. You know, and all this thing is Fox News and whatever, all this Tea Party and everything. They're just trying to scare certain individuals who are struggling and saying it's everybody else's fault except for the real people. And
right.
All the people that run this country, right side, the right and the left, are run by the same money people on the top. They have super PACs on both ends, you know,
mm-hmm.
and they want us to be divided, and they don't want to hear a voice. They don't want us to know a voice. They don't want us to think, you know. And we got a song of it's coming out. It's real heavy. I call it Jack Boot, but my drummer, Chris, incidentally, his dad was a drummer of an old 60s song called California Sun. Goes down, down,
mm-hmm.
down, da 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 da, going on fun in the warm California sun. When we have this song, mm-hmm. he called it the political rant. I call it the Jack Boot, but it's about first verse about an old couple. They worked their whole life, put money in the Social Security and everything, and then come out and being told, no, you're just beggars, and they can't work anymore. They're old, and lose
mm-hmm.
it all, and politicians to the right, politicians to the left. You can't trust any of them. Make a decision. If you don't make a decision, you made a decision because they'll make it for you. You know, get
right.
out there and think. And I have people going, oh, you're so liberal and all this. I go, all I ever say on my post, like on Facebook and stuff, is vote. I don't care what side. You're going to scare everybody if everybody voted, because then all of a sudden, nobody they can't take you for granted because you're going to vote, and eventually you're going to go, oh wait, I voted and this wasn't right, because if you start, mm-hmm. it actually get off your butt and throw that. Simple-minded ass of yours into the polling place and vote.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, you viscerally, visually, physically, all that stuff, you're involved, and that's what I want to do with my music as well. I just want to play, and I want to play what's real, and and I don't try to be. I'm not trying to be the next, John Mayer or John Legend or John whatever or Johnny B. Goode. I just want to
mm-hmm.
just play music. If people like what I do, if they even hear it, I'm blessed. Like I said, and if they hear and like it, I'm doubly blessed, Otherwise, I already got the payoff. I can sit home, and be with Kathy and the girls,
mm-hmm.
And watch
mm-hmm.
them ignore me because that's what teenagers do. That's completely all right because they have to go through their own process. But my
right.
music, when I'm doing it, I'm not here to please you. I want you to
mm-hmm.
be pleased. I want you to hear it, but I'm not here to please you. Well, the customer's
right.
always right. I go, I'm not a salesman. I'm a musician. I'm an artist trying to impart musically, what I'm feeling and hearing, And, sometimes the words mean a lot, and sometimes they're just like that last one. That my drummer wrote that, the lyrics to that, it was just about a pretty crazy white girl. He had this girlfriend who was just, she's cute and everything else, but she was just did not know when to not get high, and she just always did it and rode on her Cadillac and took him everywhere. And he's like going, oh, God, I have to say no sometimes. doing certain party materials and stuff. He goes, after a while, you just go, because musicians, we don't have the money for that stuff, we're doing something stupid.
You're some badass crazy girl. Mike, tell me about your campaign. You have a tour going on. You have an event going on Facebook. I saw it. What's going on there?
We're doing, back in November, you're talking about the Hometown Heroes, helping across America, Hands Across America.
Yes.
There was big tornadoes in November, which are never November tornadoes. They cut through the central Illinois, and FEMA now ran out of money. They're not sending them any more money, and these towns were within 9 seconds were completely wiped out. Now this happens all the way down the center, you know, Tornado Alley, all the way down to Mississippi, and in Alabama. Yeah, but here they're still, and we're trying to do this to give some money for these people. And I have one of my best friends. He comes in, he's going to play guitar. He does a solo act of old, real cool country, good country, not this new country. You know, country in the last 20 years for me, or the last 15, 20 years now, since the mid-90s, is just 70s rock with a cowboy hat, and a fiddle and a pedal steel guitar. It's 70s rock. I mean, the guy who produced, AC/DC and Def Leppard, he married Shania Twain, and her records, I hear the exact same parts, just with her voice,
Right.
I'm like, and some of the hottest, Nashville guitar players are old L.A., guitarists from the band Giant, and I mean, they're just all rock and rollers who know how to play, though, and they'll throw in a little mandolin, and guitar, all that stuff. I worked for Gibson Guitar. I was a regional sales manager for 10 years there, so I'm in Nashville all the time. But I remember going to a concert downtown. I was on the river. It was in Nashville. It was on a barge or something, and they had Cheap Trick and Kiss, right? And they had Joe Walsh come up, and Joe's a cool guy, great musician. And I know Cheap Trick. I mean, they're from right or near where I live. We first played together in 75, and Kiss asked me to join them back in 82. I didn't know it. My manager never told me. But anyway, I'm watching them because I bought the first Kiss album, and they rocked, I'm watching them, and with all my reps, I'm going, God, this is just, God, this implodes. It sucks. It sucks itself. It's imploding. He goes, Mike, we're going to take you someplace, somewhere else, because it was a big, it's called NAM, National Association of Music Merchants, and their summer thing was
right
in Nashville. And they take me to this, it was like a shack, not a shack, but it was all wood framed outside, and it was a bluegrass concert. And these cats, rocked, and they're just playing acoustics, but they sang. It was just so joyous, and it was just so much fun. That's how I like to play. I don't want to play that because it's not me.
Right.
But I love anybody that. There's only two types of music: good and bad. I'm sorry, I don't care. There's good rap. I just don't listen to rap a lot. I don't
right.
understand it, don't hear it. And then, when Puff Daddy, when he was called that, he did a song. He took it right from Led Zeppelin, Kashmir. And then on Saturday Night Live, he had Jimmy Page playing it. And then, these black people, the African Americans are going,
No, you can say black. It's okay.
And I know that, but, I live with Kathy, and she's, I don't even say but, and the girls are 14 and 15. Bottom of the ear. They can say it. They can swear I can't. That's all right. No, there's nothing wrong with being at least trying to be, polite. Anyway,
sure.
The white and the black, both sides. We're going, he's doing his legs up, and he put that white guy on. I go, that's the guy who wrote that song. And the other guy's going, that guy's stealing Kashmir from Led Zeppelin, and they put Jimmy Page through. What's wrong with him? I go, it was really good. It blew my ass away. I go, I love good big black drummers. I mean, Paul McCartney's drummer, big black guy, just knows that he swings it and he smacks it at the same time. He just rolls in there. It's like, I'm like going, that is so cool. That's where music is.
I know. I sometimes when I watch Jimmy Fallon and I see the Roots play, I get a big smile when I see the Roots play, man. Because what's his name, the drummer? He is just something else. But, Mike, where can people get a hold of you? Learn more about music. Get on your fan page. Get on your list. Find out
what
you're touring.
My website is being rebuilt. It's money thing, and I didn't, so I have a website, but it's not going yet. So the best way right now is just Facebook. That's all I got. I had Twitter and all these other things, but I got hacked to pieces, and I lost all my accounts. I had to start all over again. I mean, I had Saul Hudson. He's half black, half Jewish. He plays guitar with a band. He used to play with Guns N' Roses.
Oh, okay.
Did you know he was half black and Jewish? you know, in English.
Yeah, I do. I did. Yeah. Did you see, not to interrupt you, did you see Slash, lately I got into hockey.
Yeah.
The first thing I thought was, okay, you're ripping off Jimmy. But, you know, then I started thinking, those guys on the ice don't even remember Jimmy. But what did you think of that? What did you think?
When I'm listening to him, I'm going, oh, he's just doing kind of what, but then what else are you going to do? He's playing electric guitar. There's no vocals, and he's out there, and he's Slash. I mean, I remember them guys. I lived in L.A. back then, you know, when they were Thumbs and Noses. Well, actually, they were Guns N' Roses, but nobody ever heard of them, and they were fans of my old band, the Bees, you know, and, you know, and these bands. And I remember him just, he was a junkie then, you know, or he was doing a lot then. He'd go, like, you know, when they do that stuff, they're like a big, they're a slick oil spot, you know, oil slick, you know. Like, man, I know you. I go, Mike, from the Boys. And all the Bees, you know, the Bees. He goes, oh, man, one of my favorite bands. And I, you know, but then he's really, really, really intelligent, highly articulate, and he's a very considered, what he does musically, he considers it. He's not overly considered, like, you know, when you're trying to make too artsy of music and, you know, the prog rock thing where they're just, let's throw in 1,000 parts in here and, you know, because it'll be really clever. You know, if you're trying to play music to be clever, your tail's wagging the dog, and you're the wrong end of the tail. You're right there near near the hole. You're wrong. But he's really, really good, and he's smart. But when he did that, I went, yeah. You know, and then he did a couple little trail off lines that Jimmy did, but that makes sense. You know, but he did it really well, and it's his sound. Is that Les Paul through a Marshall sound? And you know, I mean, what else could he do? He's not having. Mm-hmm. It's not like he's playing, you know, he doesn't have a backing thing. He's just all by himself. And I thought it was really cool. I thought it was a standout thing because it did, like you said, nobody knows who that is. And, like, nobody knows who Chuck Berry is. You know, it's tied, brings it back. And that's, again, see, he's big time, but still people weren't really ready to hear it. They'd rather hear, you know, some Mariah Carey or Mariah Carey ripoff or somebody doing some, you know, some soul sister or brother, you know, type of, you know, all that kind of thing. I get it. I get what they're doing, but after a while you're going, oh, so you can't, you know, and then I'm like, it was the Blackhawks against the Kings. See, I'm a Chicago fan, so it's like,
You know what? They're playing today. They're playing today, my friends.
I haven't watched hockey since the Blackhawks lost.
You got to watch it. You got to watch it. It's the most. Yeah. I'm not a hockey guy, but I've been watching this series. My God, it's just beautiful. I'm going to have Kelly bubble you privately to ask you if we can be honored enough to put your songs, whenever you're ready, into our store, promote your songs, promote you. Market you as well as we're doing with GMO, with the artists, whatever we can. I always liked you. I had you on the show before. It is like
it's
real.
It's been about 2 years.
Oh, yeah. It's been that long? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
those other
people, Wayne and all them, That's a long time ago. It was back in the holidays.
It was back in the holidays. At that time, we had Wayne, we had Diane, we had Jeff. Everybody's doing their thing.
Like the rock and roll, you guys all.
Yeah, everybody.
Everybody's
doing their thing, you know. You got to do your thing. And we wish everybody's talented. You know this. You're an artist. People are talented in their own ways. And we're lucky that they come through our way, and we're lucky we get to meet them. And then they go on for their own individual thing because they have their own mission to accomplish. That's what it is. Exactly. Well, I'm going to have Kelly bubble you, and I'm going
to
play a song.
I can talk to him in inbox, too. I've got lines of communication there, too.
Yeah.
Look at
all
you
right.
with
yeah.
the hookup, Kelly. Kelly got all the hookup. Ladies and gentlemen, the great artist, the magnificent guitar. That's you on a guitar, isn't it, Mike?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I wrote all the songs. I write all this stuff, too. I play the lead, And I tell the guys how to do it. Yeah, I'm the band Nazi, they call it.
I want to do women. I want to do women look at you on the stage going, look how to use those fingers. Look at that.
Oh, I know. When I was younger, you know, I still look the same as I did then, but girls used to come, I wish you could play me like you play guitar. I go, I know. I'm playing guitar. I'm not diddling, you know. I'm not, you know, it's not the same to me. You know, I can just imagine you on stage playing guitar and rocking out and doing me at the same time. I go, not me. I can't imagine. I would need 20 cases of whatever those blue pills are and something. I can't do both at once. It's like coming and going at the same time. You know, I can't imagine.
Oh, damn. See, these are the stories you don't get with these young. I'm going to go. We have to play a couple more songs. But let me ask you really quickly. Let's do one of these things. I like to do this. I like to do first thing that comes out of your...
No, I'm teasing.
First thing that comes into your head if I mention it. Here we go. The X Factor, the TV show. Simon Cowell. What's the first thing that comes out of your mind?
Okay, well, he's a pop icon. He's really smart. But that show is just feeds into that whole life, this whole thing right now of immediacy without working for it. And you get these people to come in and sing, and some of them that actually make it, you still don't even know who they are, and they all even win it. They've been in three or four times, which that is about what life's about. But those shows, and the type of music they want, they're just looking for a lead singer, you know, somebody who has that one little thing, you know, that was what American Idol's about, and then it turned to X Factor because he goes, this is tiring. You know, I'm looking for that singer because he is a producer. He makes hits. He hears people and finds out hits. But, I mean, I don't listen to that. It's not whatever I heard. I mean, I just never did. Sorry, I didn't listen to Pure Prairie League either. Amy, what you gonna do? I think I'm in love with you for a while. You know, I'm like going, okay, I get it, but it's not my style, and it's not about playing music. The music doesn't take me anywhere.
Yeah. How about J-Lo? Over, or is she still rocking? Is she over, or is she still rocking?
I don't listen to her stuff, but I remember when I do hear it and I listen to her on interviews, and now she's even talking about, you know, her children and what she considers that, what she's doing, and her daughter about Baby's Got Butt or something, about a big butt. She did a song. She wasn't ever going to do it because her kids, and then find out. I see her as a real true artist, you know, personally.
Do you really?
Yeah. I do. When you're at that level and you're you know, you are now a brand, a multi-million-dollar brand. You're not in total control of yourself all the time. You still have to. You are obliged to keep making money for all those other people that are making a living off the business that is you, as J-Lo. But she seems like she's really, when I listen to her and I see her on, I don't care for Jimmy Fallon because I think, you know, I'm old school. I never liked him. I thought he's too shmarmy, but he's really talented. And I saw him do, you know, a thing with her, and I see her doing interviews, you know, and I'm like, well, I get it. She's, you know, and she's always just really good. And when she did that Shalina thing, you know, the movie, I was taken. I mean, I gotta watch
me too.
I had my mother watch it with me in the 90s. And I go, this is a girl, you know, and she danced in that show that you didn't like, the Living Color, because, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
She didn't get all that, you know. Homie the Clown, you know, and all that. Back alley, you know. But I go, she was one of the Fly Girls, and she's a, you know, choreographer, and, you know, she's from New York. You can tell she's a Puerto Rican from New York City. I lived in New York for a long time. And I'm like, you can just tell. And I see her as, you know, she's a smart woman, and she's also, you know, before, she had to go and struggle. It wasn't like it didn't come to her. And whichever she has now, and she's still able to, people notice her and make money, and she makes money, and people are enjoying it and spending money. That doesn't just happen. When you read interviews of artists, I've been reading it for 30 years, ad nauseum, 40 years, you know, these guys going, we never even thought we'd ever even get signed. Bullshit. Excuse my language, but baloney. You are thinking about it. Somebody's working with you on this. It doesn't just happen. Now, some things are just, Banak doing, you know, My Sharona, that was, you know, $14,000 album that sold millions. But that was, you know, they wanted to be a hit. You know, they just didn't think it was.
Right.
You know, they didn't have a multi-million-dollar thing, but, you know. But anyway, that's what I think. I think I believe in her. I won't listen to her. I don't care to. It's not, it doesn't speak to me, but.
That's your style.
Her artist, I think that she's real.
Oh, okay. P. Diddy. Did he sell out P. Diddy?
No, I never listened to his stuff. Now, as far as him, when Dr. Dre, all those cats, that went from the hip-hop thing. That was just maybe, you know, that was their culture. Or, you know, that was what was going on around them because they're from the, you know, whatever hood they are, East Coast, West Coast, Mid-Coast, you know, Third Coast, you know, Chicago, you know, we call it Third Coast. You know, that's what they grew up on, but they parlayed it into something else, you know. You know, and made
more power.
And they're, you know, it's big industry. I mean, they're making lots of money. As far as this music, the only thing I ever heard ever, because I don't listen to that. I make no apologies. That doesn't speak to me. You know, I don't understand the slang anyway. And if they wrote the lyrics down, I mean, I don't even understand Mick Jagger. I don't understand even, you know, a lot of times, you know, a lot of just whatever. And then the hip hop thing, I don't know the vernacular at all. You know. A lot of times I don't get it, and I don't go hey man to people, you know, shoot at. I don't talk like that. I think it sounds stupid. At least if I feel stupid, you know.
It is. It's a different lingo. How about Bon Jovi, Over, or Sold Out? What do you think about Bon Jovi?
Okay, now Bon Jovi, you're asking me. I don't listen to any of these people because I
oh really?
No, I don't at all. I mean, I heard his stuff back in the '80s, and he was writing really. He was one of those guys. He thought really him and Richie Sambora. Now Richie's not even with him anymore. You know, he's writing a man. But I mean, they wrote songs to make him into hits, but they wrote really, you know, meaningful type things. And then I heard last album or album a couple of years ago, was more country, you know. So he was trying to find his, you know, he's trying to find some current thing to make, you know, because he can still sell out, you know, baseball stadiums and all that because of, you know, it's Bon Jovi. But I, you know, as far as is it over, what is real and what isn't real? Is it just if I'm wondering if it's happening, it, you know, because it sells records? Well, it's the tweens that spend all this money on albums and music and video and stuff. It's not anybody anymore. Like my old manager from the Boys and the Bees, and he's talking to me now. We talk all the time when, you know, we're talking about maybe doing something. He goes, well, you know, the biggest market is now the baby boomers now because they've already raised the kids and they have grandchildren. They don't even care. You know, they spend all this money on their grandchildren. They want to hear real good rock and roll like they grew up on.
Right.
You know? Well, you know, I always thought that, but, you know, I'm still just playing the music. I play it the way I like to hear it, you know. You know, my drummer who sang that Crazy White Girl, he grew up in this, you know, north of Chicago in this town where he's like the only white kid. I mean, Gary Coleman went to the same school, you know, would come up with this, you know, that guy. And so he was the only white guy. So he, you know, he knows all this. He knows all this country stuff. He knows all this hip-hop thing. Someone does this thing. You play the drums and sing. You go, I like the way your seat rolls back, you know, and all this stuff. Like, he likes to sing that way, you know.
Yeah.
And then we do another song that he wrote the words called Crystal Morning. It's about him being, you know, skipping school and hanging with Mary Jane, if you know what I mean. And
I know.
But it has,
I like Mary Jane, tell you the truth.
Oh, me too.
But
I love Mary Jane.
That's another story.
Oh, yeah. And it's none of your business. Just
Mike
Tafoya. Yeah, thanks.
Not around the children. But Mike Tafoya, you are the real deal. Ladies and gentlemen, support Mike Tafoya. What's your Facebook page again so people can find out?
It's Michael A. Tafoya, and then it's Tafoya's Lost Boys. Tafoya, possibly Lostboyzz. And it's TafoyasLostBoys.com is our website, but it's under construction, so I'm just working on that. So I'm trying to get funding myself, you know, to get my albums and get all that stuff. So we want to go on the road and go and do these shows. We're gonna do some, you know, go out to Ann Arbor and, you know, Michigan and go down to Cincinnati and go through Indiana and, you know, Illinois, Wisconsin, Iowa, all these kind of, you know, right now here, and we want to get down south. I want to play in Texas and kick their ass, you know, because I know they love rock and roll.
But do you have a campaign? Have a campaign going on with Kickstarter or Indiegogo?
No, I don't know anything about these things. I'm not a
what?
I am just on my own, and I was surprised. I just kind of threw that. I saw your thing about hey, anybody indie, and I'm going. I'm indie. I'm undie indie. I'm a BB.
You know, there is so much. We have to get together and let you know what's out there because it's a new world now.
Oh,
and
I know
what I would like to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd like to get together with you, G-Mo, and some other guys and just do some kind of benefit tour, get everybody out there, rouse them. Man, there's so much talent out there. All right, Mike, we're going to get together with you to get you on Indiegogo. You must get there. We got to get you on the road. Give my love to your darling family, your kids. You're such a gentleman, a moral gentleman. And, man, you molest that guitar. I mean, I can hear the guitar going, oh, don't call the cops. I'm enjoying this too much. I mean, you are so good. You are so good.
I had one neighbor here. We used to rehearse in my garage. I got a big house, and it's a heated garage. We have a, you know, really, she takes care of us. Me, you know, cats. But anyway, cops would come. This one person would always call 911. And then my neighbors, they're at 168, the other 74, the others are older, and there's all younger ones because, you know, there's like, you know, upper class, upperly mobile, you know, yuppie people.
Sure.
You know, and there's Hispanic and, you know, African Americans here. And they're all going, why don't you ever play again? I go, because I always get Barney Fife. Hey, Jimmy. And they come in. I go, are you kidding me? You think I'm going to play guitar loud in my garage and be doing anything, even anything? I don't know. I don't know. What are you smoking? I had one go, give me your ID. And then he goes, well, I won't give you a ticket this time. And I'm like going, you can't give me a ticket. I didn't do anything that's, you know, citable. You know, unless you had somebody call again and I ignored you, you know, disturbing the peace or something. I go, but most of the police officers here are pretty nice to me, you know, because no one looks like me around here. I still have long hair. I look like, and it's real. It doesn't look like some kind of flock of seaweed or flock of seagulls haircut or something. I'm not that guy with the rainbow haircut, you know, the rainbow afro and all the, you know, all the football games. Remember back in the day?
Oh, in the day. My God. Mike, where are you out of? You're in Texas or you're in California?
Chicago.
You're in Chicago. Oh, Chicago.
I'm a third coast.
You're to hit. You know what we should do? We have so many, Mike, I'm not telling, we have so many artists, and Kelly made so many connections, and so did Ellen. And we're doing an event in Mississippi, for God places, Mississippi.
Kathy taught in Mississippi for 2 years. You know, she teaches special
ed. Oh, did she really?
She taught them, and she just goes, the people are just so salt of the earth. Yeah, you know, and there's scum everywhere. But she says,
you're not helping my cause.
No. The people there, well, I'm saying 110% of the people that are salt of the earth, really wonderful people. It's the extra 5%. I always put 115%. I'm saying more than you'll ever expect. People are really nice there. You know, they keep everything close to the vest. They don't want to meet you. I mean, they don't need a new friend, but they don't want to, like, just open up to you. They're going to make sure that you're all right. Once they do, darling, everything, bless your heart. You know?
Yeah, see, that's the true Southern way. That's
well,
the way
you know
it
what?
Is.
I'm booked on a radio station, so I'll be out there broadcasting on real radio, thanks to Ellen and her husband, Rudy. So I'll be broadcasting the event. We're going to be in Biloxi, Mississippi, the 21st. It's been a Hard Rock Casino, beautiful stage they got for us. What we're doing now is we got businesses, and thanks to Ellen, she's working hard with her people. We're going to do like a job fair and a music fair. So we're going to get the local bands playing up there, and we're going to get the job fair going. If we raise enough money, we're going to see if you're available and GMO is available to please play for all these people in Mississippi.
I would love to. Like I said, Kathy taught for 2 years there. You know, I mean, she screwed up her retirement fund by 4 years by going down there and teaching for a couple of years. So she said once she's there, I mean, she's teaching down children, and that's not her job. You know, that's not disabled. That's mentally, disabled and all that. You know?
Yeah.
But she said, you know, these people are just so sweet. And then she grew up in a lily white farm town out here in Illinois, Elburn, Illinois. Mm. I mean, you can imagine. And she saw Jim Crow, and she goes, she could not believe how horrible people are to each other.
Yeah.
I go, it's the same as you go into a black neighborhood up here. They treat you like, boy, what you doing here? You know, what's in your pocket? Mm-hmm. I want it all. You know, I go.
Yeah.
Down there, except there, it's the white guys. You know, little skinny ass white guy coming from big black guy going when the guy can't do or say anything. You know, people bullying people. It's just wrong.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, you know, that's how tough Chicago is. When you have white guys bullying black guys, that's a tough city.
It's only on certain parts of the town. You know, the rest of it is it's wherever you're at. It's always one over the other. It's dominant submission, and it's too stupid. It's dominant submission. Too stupid.
Well, Mike, I can see a black guy walking on the side of the street and goes, oh, white guys, and he crosses the street. I like to see that.
I think you see that more down south than you would here.
Yeah, you do. Ladies and gentlemen,
oh,
they're
God,
great.
An old, terrible joke. Oh, God. We'll let that go.
Okay. We have to have you on. And, Mike, let us know when you get your website up, if you're gracious enough to let us promote you and put your songs up there.
I, like I said, I am grateful that you even talked to me today. I am. I know what I can do, but I, like I said, somebody listening to me, I'm grateful. If somebody listens and likes it, I'm doubly blessed. You know, God put me here to do something. And, you know, I have friends of mine, because I was born in 54, I'm 60 now, and I don't look it, and my manager tells me, don't tell anybody that, because you don't look it, and they don't. I go, I'm real. When I make my first record, you said 18 or something, like, or 14. My first record came out in 78. So I you know, how old was I then? If I tell you I'm 40, I must have been -8 or something, you know, something stupid. You know, but I'm real, and I just believe that, you know, I have friends that are dropping like flies all over me, you know.
I know.
And I'm still here, and I remember when I was down at the bottom of the dumps about 13, 14 years ago, and I tried to off myself, and nothing happened, and I went, oh. Mm. And I looked up, put my hands in the air, and I said, okay. You know, you put me here for a reason, and I'm going to have to do this. So do I want to live to be 250 and really in horrible shape? Because I have to do something, and this is what I need to do. And so I gave myself back to, you know, to the big guy, you know.
Yeah.
That's,
You'd be surprised.
I write songs like that, too.
Wow. Wow. You'd be surprised. It saved on a lot of people. That when you renew that faith, you'd be surprised how your career is going. Michael Tafoya, everybody, the great singer, songwriter, guitarist, producer, family man, preacher, and naughty, naughty story man.
Oh, yeah. My nickname in Hollywood was Tafoilet.
Visit his Facebook page. And Mike, please, we're going to promote you like crazy. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank
the great
you.
Mike Tafoya. You're so welcome.
Bye, Kelly. Bye,
Mike.
See you later,
bye,
Mike. God bless you. When we come back, we're going to finish off our top 40 or our top 3 from country, hip hop, and your other music. Well, we're going to leave you as Mike leaves. We have great songs. I mean, Mike is fantastic. You know, every time when Mike comes on, I get my imaginary guitar out. You know, I dust it off and I break my furniture. I mean, I just love it. I shred it. I do it. I'm not ashamed of it. You do too, Ellen. I see you. Ellen, put your breath away. Mike's not going to sign it. Oh, Ellen.
Really?
You can't take her anywhere.
No, that reminds me of a story I told my mom that one time. You already think I'm being mean to my mom. But I told her, I said, you know, I let you out of your cage one night, and this is what you do.
You told your mom you let her out of her cage? Well, there you go. I'm not. Why would I think you're being mad at your mom? I don't know. I don't think you're mean. Not at all. All right. When we come back, we'll continue with our top 3 of each group. And again, I have to apologize. Kelly and Ellen's been working feverishly for 3 days setting up our show. I screwed up. So what we're going to do, we can go to, I did, big time. So a lot of people are going, I can't get the link. Here's what we're going to do. After the show, we're going to promote the show all over again. And you can always go to lionsfire.net, and you can hit the mobile app. You can see our show there. You can listen to the show, listen to their music. You can take our app anywhere you want to go. And we're on your phones, we're on your tablets, we're everywhere, we're coming in your homes. Let me know how I'm doing. If I suck, I will read it, and I will make sure I'll let people know that you said I suck so they can beat the shit out of you. That's how it works. I got people. when we come back, we'll finish off the top 3 categories, 3 songs in the category.
Can we play that song he mentioned, I Saw the Light?
I am. I'm looking for it right now. I'm going to leave that right now. All right. Hit it, Kelly, and we'll be right back and finish our work. And we got some Indian songs we're going to play when we come back. Shredded, Mike. I'm getting out my air guitar again. I'm breaking up my TV. Of the song, Kelly?
That was I Saw the Light.
I Saw the Light. Look at this with all this music. You guys are falling in love with me listening to this music, aren't you? I know you are. Music is my friend. You know, I started this show because I had to put something in my throat and I'm putting a beer. And I started thinking about a beer. I wonder how many kids were born because of a beer. Drugs populate the area. I mean, well, you know, when you look at a kid and you call him Bud, where do you think he came from? Who sat there and going, honey, I'm pregnant. His name is Bud. How many people have asked
girl.
That? Yeah, and they made her Bud. Put an I on the end of it and call her Buddy. But how many people got pregnant because of drugs? Interesting. Interesting.
Only in your world.
No, you still never answered me. Okay, what if it's a girl? You can't
a girl,
name it Bud if it's a girl.
We call her Wendy for weed. Weedy.
Wendy for weed.
Turns,
okay.
And then there's Leafit over there, and there's my other friend named Kush and my other buddy named Skunk. But, like Easy says, don't do drug reference. Behave yourself, Hammer. All right, everybody, here we go. The top three. We're getting into country, everybody. So you know what to do. Let's get in our country mood. Take off your shoes. That's what you do. Rip your T-shirt. You know, pat your stomach. Get some beef jerky. We're going to go country.
Beef jerky? Beef jerky is not country. Oh, my God.
Beef jerky, NASCAR. That's where we're going. NASCAR is country, baby.
Yeah, NASCAR is country.
Yeah, got it. So everybody, don't worry. Marry your girlfriend, marry your sister, and call her your wife. Happy Mother's Day. We're going country.
What was it I said? What, your sister and your sister and your wife? That's your stife.
That's your spice. Grab hold of your spice, baby.
No, I said
I'm trying to find. Oh, your spice. I'm trying to find it.
S-T-I-F-E.
Oh, you put a new country word on. I'm trying to find it. Kelly, I'm so off of my thing. And thank you, Ellen. Our next country hit, the top three, here we go, on the Billboard chart, is called Best Day of My Life, and it's by the American Authors. That's their number three. It came in on number three, American Authors. The Best Day of My Life. Country hit came in at number three. Country. That was rock and roll. Came in number three on rock and roll. American Authors, Best Day of My Life. That was on rock.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's not country.
No, it wasn't. and we will blame this on Kelly. Coming in at
number two.
Coming in at number two in the rock era. It's called, anybody heard of this group called the Bastille? Bastille Group, number two, Pompeii?
Huh? Yeah, I've heard of, yes, Bastille, Pompeii.
Yes, have you heard it? That's coming in at number two.
Yes, I have.
Okay, here we go. Yes, we are going to go there. Here we go. Bastille, coming in at number two on rock, Pompeii. Number three on the Billboard 100 charts. I almost sound a little bit like Casey Kasem. Look where he ended up. Anyway.
Really?
Let's do a Casey Kasem thing right now before we get to number one. According to the Billboard charts, number one rock song. Before we get there, Ellen, let's do a Casey Kasem thing. I'll be Casey Kasem and you'll be some woman stuck in a ditch somewhere and I'm telling your story.
All right, ready?
It's always a sad story. You lost your dog or something. Hey, this is Brian, Casey Kasem. On the phone here, we have a woman here who is suffering for dementia. I know what it's like. She doesn't know who she is, and she thinks she's calling a news show. Hello, lady. Do you have a dedication?
Yeah, I do have a dedication. What show is this? Let's see. What song do I want to hear? I don't know. You name me a song.
Thank you for calling in. And that's our latest interview with the Crazy Ladies. And if you two can call in, too, at 646-595-3032. If you have dementia, please call in. Call in many times, and we'll tell you where you are. We cater to mental illness. Thank you.
We cater to mental illness? Oh, my God.
Yes, we do. We may have mentally ill people sponsoring our show. Hello. I'm suffering for Tourette's. What? Fuck you. Yes, would you like to sponsor us? Sure. And now number one. You can tell the beer is kicking in. Number one.
My neighbor said that she had Tourette's.
She probably did. It probably holds her hair together. She's in the South. Look at my Tourette's. Aren't they beautiful? All right, here we go. Coming in at number one on the rock chart. Paramore, Ain't It Fun. Paramore,
ooh, I like
Ain't It
song.
Fun. Yes. Thank you, Crazy Lady. And here we go.
You're
we will
welcome,
find you home
man.
Soon. Paramore, Ain't It Fun. Fillmore, number one, according to Billboard's 100. There you go. You keep rocking, baby. And that brings us to country, yes. Grab your partner, swing her around, sit her down, and throw her anyway. You realize we're going 5 hours on the air right now? Do you guys realize it? We're 5 hours
on the
air.
I realize it.
Yep. I realize it. I'm getting a little bitchy.
I'm ready for a break.
I'm kick your ass. Well, this is a show that we get bitchy and we kick each other's ass after a while. You're listening to The Music Chamber with Brian Hammer Jackson, along with the best people around. Of course, the infamous Kelly Corbin and the delightful country girl, Miss Johnson's, Ellen Johnson, Teresa, if you're nasty. Well, we're going to get us into
Teresa.
Into trouble.
Terry, if you're nasty. I'm sorry. Now we're going to get into our country music. Everybody, get ready. Sit back. Put that straw in your mouth and rock on that little rocker outside your porch. Coming in at number three, Jake Owen. Beachin', baby, beachin'. Where's the jug, Emma? We're listening to beachin'. Jake Owen's on, girl.
Stare at them white caps rolling over. Laid back in a thrift store beach chair, dropping limes in a Corona. But she looks back, yeah, she throws me a kiss like, honey, I sure want you. And it's 103 between her and me, and only 92 in Daytona. And it's sunshine. Drops a 20 in the jar. She smiles and shakes it at me. Yeah, she gets them going. She gets them playing a little. Don't worry, be happy. And it's sunshine.
That line is 103 between your knees. Maybe that wasn't the line. Ah, the ocean. Was that the line, 103 between your knee, Daytona?
103 between you and me, but 92 in Daytona.
Oh, not 103 between your knees? Okay. Well, that's... But it's horny said that. That must be the uncut version. Country! What do you think of that song, Kelly? You're not country, but what do you think?
Well, that was different.
Yeah, it was different. 103 between me and you, that was 103 between your knees.
No.
You can get hot there. All right, that was coming in at number, that naughty, naughty three. That was your country. All right, now we're coming in at number two, country. Number two is called by Florida Georgia Line. This is How We Roll, featuring Luke Bryan again. You know that? Here we go. Get your country on.
What in the world? Travis, what are y'all doing out here, man?
Well, what had happened was Kenny lost a bet and got stuck in a tree.
Why are you trying to jump a tree, Kenny? Hey, man, that's just how we roll.
And we got plenty of room, y'all, and a party in the back.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah,
where the party's at. Sundays, pass it around and we dream about one day. This is how we roll.
Georgia Line, This Is How We Roll, featuring Luke Bryan. There you go. It's How We Roll in country, baby. That's coming in at number two, according to the Billboard 100. Number one.
I have a question real quick. Okay, this has nothing to do with music. Why do they call it your funny bone when you hit it? Because when you hit it, it's not funny. It hurts like hell, and it makes you curse.
Because other people who see you do that, it's very funny to them.
Yeah, that's about the only reason why they might call it a funny bone, but it hurts.
I know, I'm laughing right now.
Yeah, I'm sure you are.
I'm sorry, sweetheart. Well, coming in at number two on country is called Funny Bone.
Thank you. Yeah. Okay.
Here's a country 100. Here we go. Number one country song called Play It Again by Luke Bryan. Play It Again. Here you go, baby. Hang on to your country panties.
She was sitting all alone over on the tailgate, tan legs swinging by a Georgia plate. I was looking for her boyfriend, thinking no way she ain't got one. Soon as I sat down, I was falling in love, trying to pour a little sugar in her Dixie cup. Talking over the speakers in the back of that truck, she jumped up and cut me off. She was like, oh my God, this is my song. I've been listening to the radio all night long, sitting around waiting for it to come on, and here it is. She was like, come here, boy, I wanna dance. For I said a word, she was taking my hand, spinning me around till it faded out, and she gave me a kiss, and she said, play it again, play it. Before I walked her to the door, I was scanning like a fool, AM, FM, XM too. But I stopped real quick when I heard that groove. Man, you should have seen her light up. She was like, oh my God, this is my song. We've been listening to the radio all night long. I can't believe that it came back.
Gentlemen, number one country song in the Billboard 100, Play It Again, Luke Bryan. You know, I was just thinking, Ellen, when listening to this country music, it gave me inspiration. I'm going to write a song. What do you think?
Yeah. Okay.
Here's the title. Here's the title I got. Here's the title I got.
Okay.
Yeah, you say you're smart, but you're not. But when you come around with me, you act condom.
D-U-C,
condom. You ain't so smart. You act a little condom. It's a hit. Yeah, I'm going to write it. Next show I'll play it.
Okay.
You'll be surprised. You ain't smart. You're just con dumb. I tell you, it's going to go number one. All right, here we go. Now, now we're going to go. We're almost at the home front here, guys. Now, your Billboard hip-hop song, We Heard All of Me by John Legend, coming in at number two. Is it Ariana or Ariana Grande?
Ariana Grande and
Iggy?
Iggy Azalea, yeah.
Yes, that's coming in at number two on your Billboard chart. Have you heard this song?
Yes, that's
it's
one of
called Problem.
Songs.
It's yep. called Problem. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Look like we have a problem. Because I can't find it. Uh-oh. All right, Ellen, I want you to, since we're live, vamp.
Uh-huh. What do you want me to do?
Okay, thank you. Here we go. Coming at number three, or number two, Ariana Grande, Problem.
Uh-huh. Piggy Eggs. I got one more problem with you, girl. Hey.
Kelly's back. Thank you. And I'm still working on, if some of you are still wondering, my song called You Ain't So Smart. In fact, you act like you're a condom. condom.
Okay.
You ain't smart.
Yeah, Kelly, that's what you missed while you were gone.
Yeah, you ain't smart. You act condom. That's my new country western song, and I'll sing it to you when I get back. Number one on the Billboard charts, rising up. You guessed it. Number one, Fancy by Iggy Azalea.
Iggy Azalea.
Exactly. Featuring Charlie XCX. They're singing Fancy. Here we go. That's number one on your chart. Here we go. Remember, you ain't so smart. In fact, you act like a condom.
First things first, I'm the realest. Drop this and let the whole world feel it.
Let them feel it.
And I'm still in the murder business. I can hold you down like I'm giving lessons in physics.
Right, right.
You want a bad bitch like this?
Huh?
Drop it low and pick it up just like this.
Yeah.
Cup of Ace, cup of Goose, cup of Chris. I heal something worth a half a ticket on my wrist.
On my wrist.
Taking all the liquor straight, never chase that.
Never.
Stop like we bring an 88 back.
What?
Bring the hooks in where the bass at. Champagne feeling, you should taste that.
Over all, I thought you knew that I'd be the I-G-G-Y, put my name in ball. I've been working, I'm up in here with some change to throw.
I'm so fancy.
The whole world asking how I does that. Hot girl, hands off, don't touch that. Look at it, I bet you wishing you could clutch that. That's just the way you like it, huh? It's so good, he just wishing he could bite it, huh? Never turn down nothing. Plain these hoes go trigger on a gun like.
Featuring Charlie XCX. Here we go. Independent. We call it the Indy 500. Charlie Young. Axis. Here we go. Debuting at number 20 in the Indy 500. Here you go, everybody. Hang on. Freaking me, baby. Freaking me.
E-H-I.
Axis. Big. Charlie Young. Do it.
I don't think you're ready, boy. You're saying that you're ready, boy. You're thinking that you're ready, boy. For the freaking me. You're saying that you're ready, boy. But I don't think you're ready, boy. I don't think you're ready, but you're saying that you're ready for the freaking me. Do you wanna see the freaking me?
I don't think you're ready, boy.
Are you ready for the freaking me?
I know you're not ready, boy.
ready for these real big faces. Red bottles, no shoelaces. Freaks in the air, dog, I can taste it. Like a dog with a bone, I chase it. Ooh, girl, I like it so wet. Body so wet, covered up in sweat. Me and you together, we can make a mess.
Flex.
Bitch, that ain't scared to cut the check.
Never.
See you shaking like a bear on a tech.
Uh-huh.
Tell me, baby, where you wanna do it at?
Right here.
You got me hotter than a motor and a vet. Watch me take off in the air like a jet. Baby girl, you do it the best.
Yeah.
Let your mind free, no stress.
No stress.
Hit you from the back, car wreck.
Yeah.
I don't think you're ready, boy.
I don't think you're ready, boy.
You think that you're ready, boy?
Make a triple header, hey, you and me. Give me a minute, I promise that it's worth it. Got a lot of different tricks like circus. I'ma bust it wide open, purses. Then make it clap like hands, churches. I know you see me on the pole. Wanna be inside me like so. Searching for your pot of gold. We'll come and slide down my rainbow. All you had was basic. I'ma show you real better, LASIK. I got the freak in me, you wanna taste it? I'ma take you to another world matrix.
I don't think you're ready, boy.
I don't think you're ready, boy.
You're saying that you're ready, boy.
You're saying that you're ready, boy.
You're thinking that you're ready, boy.
You're thinking that you're ready, boy.
For the freaking me.
For the freaking me.
You're saying that you're ready, boy.
You're saying that you're ready, boy.
But I don't think you're ready, boy.
I don't think you're ready, boy.
I don't think you're ready, but you're saying that you're ready
for the freaking me.
Freaking me. Here's how it works. Go to lionsfire, excuse me, .net. You'll see where it says mobile app. Hit the mobile app. You'll see, and just go to the music chamber and write your thoughts. They can move up. Right now, they're debuting at number 20. Here's how they move up. They move up by your popularity, by you liking them, you making great comments, also sales. They're in our store called The Vault. You can go to lionsfire.net. Go to the vault, and you can download their song. All the proceeds go to the artist. Ladies and gentlemen, again, Axis, Freaking Me. Here's another artist really quickly. We have one more artist to play. The gentleman who just got married, his name is Hungry Hawkins. He has a story in itself. He's a fighter. He's a survivor. Listen to his song, and you'll know the pain in his heart. That's Hungry Hawkins. Kelly, here we go. Mr. Hungry Hawkins, Never Break Us Up. Debuting at number 21 in Indie 500 Music. Here we go. Mr. Hungry Hawkins, Never Break Us Up.
I miss you so much, E. I just wish that me and your mother could get along, man. She thinks she hurting me. But she hurting both of us.
My pressure turned to pain, love turned to hate. But I believe in God, and I believe in faith. And I believe in you, and I believe in us. Our bond is too strong, they can never break us up. My pleasure turned to pain, love turned to hate. But I believe in God, and I believe in faith. And I believe in you, and I believe in us. Our bond is too strong, they can never break us up. Little man, I love you, won't put nothing above you. I wish you was here, so I could kiss and hug you. I live for you, I'm sorry that I'm not there. But
what your mother picked up and just disappeared. What can I do? How can I support you? With no number to call you if I want you. I want to see you grow up. I want to see you blow up. I need you in my life. I know I was a fuck up. Back and forth in jail. I feel like I'm in hell. I wish I could take back the whole 11 years. They don't see my tears. They don't see my fears. They don't understand how I feel. It's real. Got me ready to kill. Spill blood everywhere. But what is that teaching you to make people scared? Nah, little man. We gon' make it through this. Believe in your father. Your daddy ain't stupid. My pleasure turned to pain. Love turned to hate. But I believe in God. And I believe in faith. I believe in you. And I believe in us. They can never break us up. My pleasure turned to pain. Love turned to hate. But I believe in God. And I believe in faith. And I believe in you. And I believe in us. Our bond is too strong. They can never break us up. I pray every day that you are safe. I know she see me all in your face. You walk like me. You talk like me. I know she mad at the fact she ain't with me. I stress is the issue, it could never be. Now she using you to get back at me. I know the truth, she frontin' like she happy. I know the truth, she mad she never had me. So she badmouth me, see me doing good. Got a new family, got my mind out the hood. Turn my should into must, my hate into trust. Mad at the fact I ain't locked up or cuffed. You need to grow up, when there's enough, enough. Pussy and put it in a book. You can change too. Take a look inside yourself. I wish you the best. There's always room for growth. My pleasure turned to pain. Love turned to hate. But I believe in God. And I believe in faith. And I believe in you. And I believe in us. Our bond is too strong. They can never break us up. My pleasure.
And that's Hungry Hawkins, Never Break Us Up. I want to thank our guests. We're running out of time. I will play Hungry Hawkins next week. And I want to also invite, we have more indie artists, Soul Gang, My Vision, Scott Foster Harris, Efren Valdez, so many independent artists. I want to thank the great GMO for coming on today. I want to thank Michael Tafoya for coming on. Remember their campaign, support the independent artists. Thank you for listening to the Music Chamber. Kelly, thank you so much. And so are you, Ellen. We're out of here right now. Support our show. Don't forget to go to lionsfire.net, LionsFire.net. Support the music show, because if you don't support us, I'm leaving. Here we go. So make your request of a
I'm happy that my father always told me, learn to hate, have patience. And that's what I'm telling you, son. Have patience. Because one day, we're going to be together.
Uh-huh.
That's what everything I love.
From everybody.
I didn't do it.
We will see you next time in the Music Chamber. Don't forget to go to lionsfire.net, hit the app, make sure you request a band that we should hear, or make a comment about the music you heard, and please support the indie artists. All artists who go into our store called The Vault, all the proceeds when downloading their music will go directly to them. We support the artists. My name is Brian Hammer Jackson. From me, Kelly Corbin, Ellen Dixon Johnson, we're saying goodbye. Am I right, guys?
Yep.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. We're out of here. I had a song to play us out, but you know what? I lost it.
What song?
Pop Some Tags by Macklemore.
Oh, you mean Thrift Shop?
Yeah, but I put it as Pop Some Tags, so it may be listed under that. I also want to thank our sponsor, Mr. Dat Tats. Thank you so much for sponsoring the music show. And to our other friend, Mr. Max Ivy with Midway Marketplace. Okay, Kelly, if you can find Pop Some Tags, because I think I listed under that, but you're right, it's under Thrift Shop. That's the real song. We're out of here.
I'm not finding it.
I know. Me either. I had it right in front of my face. Oh, boy. Oh, this is awkward.
See, plop, plop, fizz, fizz.
Yeah, I know.
Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. And
that an Alka-Seltzer commercial?
Yeah. I had it all set, too. All right, everybody. I can't stall anymore. It's 5 hours on the air. I know you're lucky. No, I got to leave. No. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. I got to go. Be good to each other. And I'll leave you with this. I'll see you later. See us next time on Music Chamber. It's a sweet love song. I will talk to you later. Thank you, Ellen. And thank you, Kelly Corbin. We're out of here. Brian Hammer, signing off. We all need a little loving. Sometimes we need somebody to hold us. Sometimes we need somebody to scold us. Sometimes when you're single, you just need a bitch. I love that.
I need me a bitch with some big old thighs. I need me a fine-ass motherfucking bitch with some pretty ass.
And that was it. Thank you. It's a teaser.
Are you
expecting more? Hey, the man.